Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Vaughn of the Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
She just wants to be beautiful, she goes. Unnoticed, she knows no limits. She craves attention, she praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deep within the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry after the face is made, but there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are, and you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, and you're beautiful with stars, and we're beautiful. Oh, 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 you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it all. That beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
I'm Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Very special broadcast today, and I want to bring to the line my very special guest co-host for the entire episode, the one and only Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart joins us today. Mary, good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning, Carrie.
Hello. Yes, and again, we are so excited on this very special day. It's episode number 2, episode 2 on our 10 most fascinating guests on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I am so excited to continue this journey with you, Mary, my amazing guest co-host for the time. So tell us, what did you think, especially since we, you know, started with this new series, this new radio series? Counting down on
you are just
folks.
A genius. Yes, you're just a genius. I'm very, very excited. And this is so I just encourage the listeners to tune in to each of the segments because you are going to be surprised at some of the guests that Gary's has had over time.
Yes, thank you so much, Mary, for that. It is appreciated. And I'm super hyped about it, and we're going to talk about not just our amazing guests that we've had on that makes them so fascinating and what makes them so fascinating, and a lot of this you're going to figure out what makes them tick, but we'll also have a chance to chat with you a little bit throughout the episode about the amazing work you're doing at the 3 H's, I call it, Hair Head Heart, and we're excited to talk with you more about your endeavors as well. But first, let us take a look at number 10 and number 9 that we covered in episode number 1. So we had this amazing gentleman back at number 10. His name is Michael Hopkins, and he's the veteran. It's the Vet Talk Radio Show, let me get that out. And he's the host and one of the producers on the program. We're super excited to have him land at number 10 on our countdown. Number 9, we found a wonderful young lady who had, she kind of struck a chord with me about her desire to connect with the legacy of Madam C.J. Walker. Her name is Tara, and Tara joined me on the Hair Radio Morning Show briefly as a wonderful contributor, so that was really exciting. And I think her part, what she added to the program, has been unmatchable. So she landed at number 9 on our countdown. And that means Mary, today, is number 8. Yes.
I got to think Tara was contagious as far as her enthusiasm, her homage to Madam and just the experience, and it was just beautiful. So if you did not need to listen.
Yes, absolutely. And so I'm super, super hyped about it. So we're going to go ahead. Now, number eight begins this episode, our second episode today. You're not going to guess who this person is. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you and put it on out there. She has kind of got on our radar earlier this year, although I've known who she was for many, many years. I've seen her and all of her work play out on TV networks like Court TV and things of that nature. And she's been a special contributor on many folks' programs. But I was delighted when the one and only, one I consider one of the top attorneys out there, Lisa Bloom from television, joined us right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast. And I just had to, she's been with us a few times, and I thought she just incredibly fascinating when the people that she represents, and she's so passionate about these folks and what it has meant and what her work has been like. So I had to get her as part of our amazing hour 10 most fascinating guests. And she lands at number 8 on this list, the one and only TV's Lisa Bloom. We'll take a listen, Mary, and we're gonna chat about this. This is Lisa's most recent appearance on the broadcast, and I think you're going to find it fascinating. Again, Lisa Bloom.
Exciting.
At number 8, super, super, super excited. All right, here we go. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest joining us right now, you guys know her. She's been with us before. Very recognized name out there in the world of law. It is my honor to bring back to the Hair Radio Morning Show the one and only Lisa Bloom. Good morning, and welcome back
to
the show.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Lisa, I want to jump right on in. There's so much going on. There's so many trials and cases and so many things happening out there. We had to go right straight to the very best, and so you were certainly on that short list. Lisa, tell us now, you are doing something very important with your work at the Bloom Firm. So you guys are, what is this where you're kind of like monitoring this big case here in New York with the, you know, it's all about the Jeffrey Epstein case. It's tied into that. Her name is Ghislaine Maxwell. What can you tell us about all of this and make sense to us?
So for several years now, I have fought for justice on behalf of 8 victims of Jeffrey Epstein, and he's the very wealthy financier who is accused of sexually abusing underage girls and young women. I represented 8. We fought for them in litigation here in New York for several years, and we ultimately won victory, significant settlement awards for all 8, I'm very proud to say.
Wow.
One of those victims also has allegations against Ghislaine Maxwell, his longtime friend, confidant, girlfriend, assistant. She wore a lot of different hats. There's now a criminal trial underway here in New York for Ghislaine Maxwell. Jeffrey Epstein took his own life in 2019, so we can't get justice against him, but this trial is now against Ghislaine Maxwell. And so I'm here on behalf of my clients to monitor the trial, to keep an eye on it, and to be a voice for the victims, because I think that's where the focus should be, on the tremendous pain that these two people caused to so many people, the lifelong psychological injuries that they suffer. And that's what I'm here essentially doing. And I sat through yesterday the opening statements so I could hear both sides, and now I've heard the first couple of witnesses and seen the first cross-examination of one of the victims, and it's very powerful stuff. But so far, I'm optimistic that justice will be done.
Awesome, because that's what we wanted to find out. Now, Lisa, I just want to say that folks, so the whole thing is that she's being painted, Ghislaine Maxwell, as perhaps a scapegoat in all this. There are folks out there who are going to say, well, maybe she didn't do this, or maybe she didn't. I'm sure all this is going to come out in these days to come. But what can you say to folks? And I feel, you know, especially those folks that you represent, who and the, you know, the person who is really making this accusation against her. So what do you say when you hear this? And you kind of, you're hearing it, you know, firsthand right there inside the courtroom.
Yes.
What do you say?
Well, this is the primary defense. They began their opening statement by saying, since the days of Eve and the apple, women have been blamed for the bad conduct by men. And that's a true statement, right? But in this case, the prosecution is proving their case against Ghislaine Maxwell, not against Jeffrey Epstein. And so they are constantly having the witnesses talk about what Ghislaine did. She was there. She participated. She lured the victims in. She was at his side. She was present, not for all of the sexual abuse, but for a lot of it. And I think that would be sufficient, that she knew exactly what was going on, and she brought girls into this environment where then they were abused. So she's not being scapegoated for what somebody else did. She's being tried for the actions that she took, the choices that she made.
I was about to say, in any knowledge of it or any part in it is too much, in my opinion.
That's right.
You know, so I have to say, and the general public, and this is why I really wanted you to be on the show today, Lisa, because it's hard for us, GP, to kind of navigate some of this information. There's so much out there. I hate to even go to social media. There's so much information going back and forth and on all the TV channels and all of that. So I wanted the fans of the show, because I heard different opinions popping up on all of this. I said, no, we've got to get some clarity on this. What should our takeaway be with some of these huge cases? And we'll definitely talk a little bit more, because I want to get a little bit more on this whole Jeffrey Epstein case and more with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial that's happening right now. But what do you say? How do we even navigate some of this stuff? I mean, it is just poor. And there's another big case starting. Like, my goodness.
Yeah, so there's a lot. And what I want people to understand is that every case is a very specific inquiry into the facts and the law of that case. A lot of the cases that we see are really not a good opportunity to make a political statement. So let's talk about Kyle Rittenhouse, for example.
Yes.
In my opinion, the left, and I'm a very progressive left-wing person, the left should never have made the Kyle Rittenhouse case into a political case. This is about a white guy who shot three other white people at a protest. I did not see this as a case that had to do with race. And almost the entire situation was caught on video, on multiple videos. So the only question there was, did he shoot in self-defense? That was the question for the jury. It was not a question about, should he have been there in the first place? Should he have had a gun? Because he legally could have that gun, because we have crazy gun laws in this country, in my opinion. Okay? So the only question was whether he should have been there or not, whether he should have had the gun or not. At the moment that he shot each of these three people, was he being threatened? And the video showed that he was. And so he was acquitted on self-defense. Now, in my opinion, we need massive reform of our gun laws. We should never have a 17-year-old walking around in a provocative situation with an AR-15. That is completely crazy. And that is going to lead to people getting shot. So we need to reform our gun laws. And frankly, these protests did get that particular one. It did get out of control, and the police allowed that. That's unfortunate. So I recognize three Black Lives Matter protesters who got shot by police. So there's a lot of wrongdoing to go around. But the Kyle Rittenhouse case, to me, should not have been one that was elevated to a big public discussion, because I didn't think it was worth that. Now, the one that should have gotten more attention, in my opinion, was the Ahmaud Arbery case. That was
and tell us about that, yes.
Yeah, that was clearly about racism. It was a horrifying case. You know, I wrote a book about the Trayvon Martin case a few years ago, and about the racism in the criminal justice system and how abhorrent it is. And the Ahmaud Arbery case reminded me a lot of the Trayvon Martin case. Here's a guy who's minding his own business, Mr. Arbery, jogging,
which
he had every right to do, just like Trayvon Martin was walking down the street, minding his own business with Skittles in his pocket.
Exactly.
And in both cases, the white guys who pursued them thought that they were criminals because of their skin color, because they thought that other people who were black in the past had committed crimes. And so to attribute the wrongs of some black people to all black people is the very definition of racism. And that's what happened in the Trayvon Martin case. That's what happened in the Ahmaud Arbery case. And in the Ahmaud Arbery case, we have three white guys who chose to follow him to try to get him to pull over. Of course, he got scared because he's being followed by these random guys in a pickup truck. How scary is that? And ultimately, when they accosted him, he fought back, and then they tried to say that self-defense. No, you can't assault someone, and then when they fight back, you claim self-defense. That's ridiculous. That's what they claim.
Exactly.
And thank goodness the jury agreed, and the prosecution did bring racism into the case, which I was pleased to see because they failed to do that in the Trayvon Martin case. I thought that was a big mistake. They did talk about the racial angle of the case. It was clearly a hate crime. And thank God they were convicted, as they should have been. They should spend the rest of their lives in prison, which I'm sure that they will. So that, to me, is justice. Of course, it doesn't bring back the victim. My heart breaks for him and his family. You know, I have a dear friend who's African-American and who's a runner.
Yes.
And he says to me to this day, he's afraid to go out running in the morning. You know, he's a big black guy, lives in a white neighborhood, and he's afraid.
Yeah, I can certainly relate here in my section here in Brooklyn, New York, and I totally understand. It's just inside of you. But you know, I'll have to say this, and I totally agree with you 1,000%. This is something that I was already conscious of, not to be running down the street. And this was long before any case, because you have to understand that this is a potentiality right now. You know, it's always been, but it's even heightened right now. Now,
you know,
I have to say,
says,
Lisa.
He goes running at 6 a.m., and he says, you know, it's cold. I want to wear a hoodie. But I'm a big black guy.
Oh, a hoodie.
You know, and I thought, it's my heart breaks. You know, it never, as a white woman, it never enters my mind that, like, I can't wear a hoodie if I'm cold.
That you can't wear a hoodie. That you can't make any sudden movements. And to be really honest with you, Lisa, what's really awful is that you don't even have to even be doing any of those things. You can just to be walking down the street, your mere presence, just as a black person, male in my case, is enough to make folks think of crime. You know, it's almost your color's been criminalized to a degree. And so what happens, unfortunately, this is what we have to kind of deal with on a daily basis, in and out, where folks grabbing their kids, they don't mean any harm. Don't ever think that they are thinking that you're going to attack their kids. It's almost subconscious at this point. You know, so I don't necessarily blame people. I get why they are like that, because this is what is, you know, channeled to us through so many different things. But Lisa, my big thing is, when I turn back to this case, and there's some big names tied to this Jeffrey Epstein case. And I shouldn't say that, because this is the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, that she's on trial for her, you know, alleged doings or what have you. So, but there's some huge names. Is there any, I mean, is that's kind of like part of the gossip, if you will, about it, or the unproven facts or what have you, where they're saying that maybe she knows something and she's not saying, and maybe she should be saying, and this is, you know, they've got, she's got big names to point out, and what is, you know, I'm like, what can we listen to?
Lisa. Yes. So that came into the trial today. The pilot.
Oh, really?
Epstein's plane. Yeah, he named some very prominent people who
had
Epstein's private plane with him. He named Donald Trump. He named Bill Clinton, the violinist Isaac Perlman, the actor Chris Tucker, the actor Kevin Spacey, of all people, who has had his own.
He already has another set of things going on that he's been cleared of, I believe, at this point, but he's been through his own set of things.
Prince Andrew, of course, and the British
press
is all here because...
And that's a big one there.
Prince Andrew angle.
Prince Andrew
currently being sued for sexual abuse by one of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers, who says that Epstein sent her, basically, to Prince Andrew, trafficked her. So those names came in, and they came in this trial not to show there's some kind of vast conspiracy with all these people, and I'm sure that, you know, maybe some of them did not know what Jeffrey Epstein was up to behind closed doors. Maybe all of them didn't know. I don't know what they knew, but we know that they flew on the plane with him. But what I will say is that this was very intimidating to the victims. Now, the reason why it's being brought in is, you know, imagine being a 14-year-old girl and this wealthy man who's taken an interest in you is friendly with a former president, friendly with Donald Trump, who ends up being a future president. I guess they didn't know that at
exactly.
the time. But, you know, these very successful, big-name people.
Powerful,
and the victims
powerful
say
names.
That they talked about this all the time. They name-dropped to intimidate
wow.
the victims and to terrify them into silence. You know, are you like a little no-name 14-year-old girl? Are you going to go
oh,
up against
yeah.
that kind of people? I mean, there's no way. And that's
exactly.
why they took so long
exactly.
to come forward.
Wow. And I just, we're grateful that we have folks like the Bloom Firm that's doing the work, that's helping these women to have a voice. We are going to continue to follow this, and because it's just, we didn't quite know what we should have as our takeaway. And my other thing to you, and you mentioned it a little while ago, and I just want to get your take on it. The videos, the video footage. Lisa, why does it seem, and I think we might have touched on this the last time you were on our show, just a teensy bit, but why does it seem like the video footage, it's almost like you can't really trust what you see because
yeah,
the way it's kind of spun, you know, yeah, like showing like incidents and things like that. So nothing necessarily particular, you know, specific
yeah.
because almost, you know, all of these things, you know, we're watching these different videos, and it's almost like each side kind of spins it the way that they, I guess that's what they're supposed to do. But why does it seem like we can't really trust what we see, or there's always something more to it? You know, shouldn't that be enough, these videos? Like, when I see them on, I'm like, oh, how, that's so obvious. But there's more
well,
to it.
Let me answer that, and then I'm going to have to go. So,
yes.
listen,
yes.
video footage is very important. Juries love it because they feel like video doesn't lie. Human beings might lie or might get things wrong. But there it is
right.
on video, right? And I think that was important, as I said, in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. It was also important in the Ahmaud Arbery case because these guys
yes.
were idiotic
yes.
enough to video some of what they did.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But it's not the whole story because in the criminal law, we look at not just what happened, but the intent. Did somebody intend to do something? And we have to get inside their mind. And there's no video yet that gets inside of somebody's mind. Did they do something accidentally? Did
right.
they shoot in self-defense? Was it an intentional, premeditated act? In a civil case, we look at more than the video because we want to know what the damage is to the victim, how it affected their lives. And so the video shows part of a story, but it doesn't show the whole story. But I agree with you that video, I think that it is important. It's usually the most important piece of evidence when there is video in a case. Juries really like it. They look at it closely. Like the George Floyd case, thank God there was a video. I mean, as horrifying as it was,
absolutely.
Thank God there's that video that showed exactly what happened, and now that killer is behind bars, right? And
absolutely.
He's a police officer, and we saw the video, and it's just so horrifying. And look, millions of people took to the streets in the Black Lives Matter movement. I was one of them. Because we see what's happening, and it's just too much. It's too painful. So I think video is very important.
Lisa Bloom of the Bloom Firm. Your website, again, is thebloomfirm.com. Want to send folks there. And Lisa, can you please come back soon? We're going to get inside and get warmed up, and then
yes.
come back soon to us here and keep us abreast
Mary.
Of what's happening, okay?
Thank
you know how
so
much
happy.
We appreciate you. You've
yes,
got
yes,
it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We are back live on the other side of this. You're listening to a very special episode. Yes, my co-host, Mary Reed Johnson. Mary, what did you think?
Hello.
That's,
you know,
we just placed Lisa
amazing.
Bloom
you,
at number
you know,
eight.
Eddie Murphy had in one of his skits many years ago a line, and it said, who are you going to believe, me or your lion eyes? And it just resonates.
Yes.
Believe your eyes.
Yes. The thing. I love the conversation. Lisa is always very intriguing to me. She does the work. And, you know, you guys see her with the Bloom Firm, and she's out there doing all the things, talking, representing a lot of these women who wouldn't have anybody to really represent them, so to speak. So we just love that she takes the charge with this, and she makes the rounds. And she's not afraid to get in and talk the dirty talk, you know, the things that make some folks maybe feel uncomfortable. She goes there And I just enjoy talking to her. She's fascinating to me. And I thought the chat was really interesting. Yes, and how timely is it to cover all of this?
Yes, I'm thankful that, you know, she's putting in the work. And like you say, calling out what is, and that's just really important. And it's nice to know that it is being done. Are there parallels, or is it just me, between R. Kelly and, you know, his recent, not acquittal, but where he was ended up in jail, and the case that they're presenting with Ms. Maxwell? They really just seem very much the same. So if one goes to jail, then the other should definitely go to jail.
Well, I think that the whole Ms. Maxwell thing, I think there's a lot to be said. There's a whole lot, like even in the interview with Lisa, where she was talking about the big names that are associated with it, that alone is just remarkable and may, you know, there still may be a whole lot left to come. We don't know yet. But my whole thing with that, and why it was number eight on, why Lisa Bloom was number eight on our countdown for the 10 most fascinating guests on our show, is that what should our takeaway be on all these things? So that's where that comes from. Hey, you're going to love number seven, because it's on a lighter note, and it harkens back to a great time. I'm raising my hand in my life, and that was back in the amazing 90s for a moment. So we're going to take a walk back and kind of peer back to this period, and maybe even earlier. There were some great songs, some great music, and I was here in the Northeast. I have to say, Mary Reed Johnson, I was out here in the Northeast, New Jersey, I think, at the time. But what amazed me is that there was this whole brand of music, not quite our old R&B, our reliable R&B, I should say, or the old soul sounds so much, but there was a little pieces of that in there, pop and all that other stuff, but it was mainly, we called it high energy at the time, high energy, just a euphemism for kind of fast music, but it was really great. A lot of folks who are of Latino descent gravitated towards it at the time, and it really was led by this amazing power supergroup with three women. Hold it, I think there are three or four. It was Exposé was the name of the group. Do you remember Exposé? They really were amazing. They had a big, big hit record. Well, they had quite a few big hits. They had several top 10 songs on Billboard charts, on the pop charts. This is not some, you know, esoteric remote little thing. This was huge. So I loved Exposé, and I love that period of music, Mary. Isn't that something? And so we are going to, let me tell you who the number seven guest is the man behind Exposé. His name is Louis Martinet, and he is the person who literally created the group, got all the ladies, and wrote all the songs for the first album. Yeah, so Louis Martinet is the gentleman who lands at number seven. I had a chance to chat with Louis. This is what he had to say, and we'll talk on the other side. I think it's a very interesting interview. Take a listen. Mary, take a listen. We're going to chat about this. Louis Martinet. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my next guest comes to us from the world of music. It is my honor to welcome the one and only Louis Martinet to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning.
Hello.
Louis.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing just fantastic. Now, I've got to tell everybody, you are truly an innovative producer, songwriter, and I call a visionary also. You created the popular girl group, Exposé.
and so much more. We're going to get into all of that. And they were the first to have 4 top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, from a debut album, that is. And I just want to say welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Yes. Now, listen, the style of music or the genre is largely known as freestyle music. So I'm going to kind of jump on in and start there. Would you be kind enough to explain to everybody how you describe the phrase freestyle music?
So the best way I can describe it is when disco kind of hit the wall and everybody was hate disco kind of thing, there was still a need for dance music. So I started, playing around with the new electronic equipment that is just coming out at that time in the early 80s. And, started writing songs that were, different than the disco, but still danceable, a bunch of songs, and then I put a girl group together, like you said, and there was actually a first generation of them, which is called Alejandra, Lori, and Joya. So that was the first generation, and then we had some problems. The girls didn't like to travel, and they wanted to kind of do their own thing too. So they actually in California found Jeanette, which is the next generation. So they actually helped me out in finding the next generation. So it wasn't a bad fallout or anything. It was kind of like a mutual thing that, that we were going to move in different directions. And they say, hey, Louis, there's this girl that sounds just like Ali, which sang Porter in Return. That's short for Alejandra.
Right.
And her name is Jeanette. So I flew to L.A. and met her, and then we signed her. And then I signed another girl named Ann Curlis, and then another one named Joya. The first generation is, I made a mistake, it's Ali, Alejandra, Lori, and Sandra. That's the first generation. Then the second generation is Jeanette, in this order, Jeanette, Joya, and Ann. And that was, just to be clear, I like to be clear with my, I threw in the wrong name in the first generation.
I was going to jump on in and because that's really important, and I saw that, and I said, because I think one of the individuals, I believe Sandra, I think it is, I think she passed away, and I just wanted to say, and there was so much that went into all of that, and I saw and read all about your relationship with, working with Clive, from Clive Davis, from Arista and all of that. Back in those times and working with this, these amazing women and just being such a creative force. But I want to go back a little bit, Louis. I want to ask you about the beginning because, you always had music inside of you in some capacity or another. Can you tell the folks, now where are you from and how did you get into music to begin with?
Well, I was originally born in Cuba, then moved when I was very young to California, and I started playing in the bands. We actually put bands together where I played percussion, and we used to rehearse actually in my mom's and dad's garage, and we used to practice there all the time and then do little parties and stuff for free. We weren't good enough to charge, so we did the parties for free. but we loved it. We just wanted to perform.
Absolutely.
And then I moved to Miami. Yeah. Then I moved to Miami, and then and then I started actually DJing. Yes. And then I met some people that had a studio, and I was in another band where I was playing drums at this time. It was a rock band, and then this guy Frank, he had a recording studio, a small studio in a warehouse, and since I'm a DJ, he says, oh, you record music? I goes, yeah, I record music. I write and record. So he says, great, so come over and do some music. So he thinks I'm going to do dance music, and I'm doing rock music. So he was like, well, that's not what I was expecting. But then I ended up starting to do the music, and back then, believe it or not, it was called hip-hop. Latin freestyle, yeah, the Latin freestyle that you know was called hip hop, and then rap started taking the name over and calling it hip hop. So then they changed the hip hop to freestyle now, Latin freestyle. But in the very beginning, in the early 80s, it was called hip hop. The Latin freestyle was actually called hip hop. But then it kind of. Yeah. So that was it. Yeah, that was kind of like a unique little thing there that happened.
Absolutely. I was just thinking as you said that, and I remember even some of my research I saw in New York where we had Hot 97 or whatever, and before that was known in the hip-hop world in that way, it was like a kind of devoted to freestyle type music. So maybe there's a lot more to that. Very interesting, I really have to say. So that's how you kind of got your foray into working with the studio and getting into music and all of that. And I saw where you guys, where you had created the, you know, a music label. But what was it that was the beginning little impetus that said, hold it, let's pull together an act. Let's find or create an act. And I know you were working with others, but was that your idea to kind of pull a group together?
Yeah, I kind of like actually thought of three girls because I always liked the Supremes. And I went, you know, I should do a girl group like the Supremes, three girls, and I'll name them Exposed. At first it was called Exposed. And then the labels didn't like Exposed, so we changed it to Exposé. So if you
and
if
they
you
both work. Let me just officially say that. I'm going to tell those folks. They both work. I love both.
Yeah, both names are good. But if you remember back in late 83, early 84, mm-hmm. it was Exposed for a couple of years.
Mm, okay.
You know, and then when Arista signed the group, then we changed it to Exposé. So there was a single that was on my label that was Point and Return. Those are still out there. I know people that still have them. So
the originals. Now you guys went in and re-recorded those songs, correct? With the next version of the group, is that right?
Yeah, we re-recorded not the music, just the vocals. The music was the same.
Aha! Uh-huh. Wow, I love this. Well, listen, I have to. There are lots of questions that I have to ask you as a producer, and I kind of want to go back a little bit. Folks, if you're just joining us, let me just break it on down for you. You're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with me today is Louis Martinet. Now, he is a producer. You are a writer, a producer. You're legendary to me in all that you have done with the amazing hits that you've had with Exposé and others. And you've worked with quite a few. And I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about it because, you know, when I think back, I grew up I'm in Brooklyn, New York now, but and our show goes all over the world. But when I remember back in the day and being growing up in northern New Jersey, so let me just make it clear because I think that was how I was introduced to freestyle music. And I remember, on the radio, and I remember KTU when it came along and just nonstop music. The freestyle music was just everywhere. You couldn't escape it. But then when I look back, I said, well, you know, I'm kind of, how was R&B, tinges of R&B, was it? Because it seemed to have been kind of like a divided world as we moved along. And R&B was R&B, and everybody had their little tranches. But to me, when I listen to Exposé's music, I'm blown away with the R&B, the soul that goes through the words and the music and just the feel. And I know that's awful to kind of, you know, you shouldn't pigeonhole or try to put things in different categories because music is music and there are no boundaries. And I just love, you know, and I don't know if I look at myself as the targeted demo per se. But I love what you guys, you know, what Exposé represented.
Thank you.
So
yeah, thank
great
you.
Great job to you. Yes, absolutely. So now, was that, you know, and you say, and I think that's what it is, you say that you were influenced somewhat by the Supremes in terms of girl groups and all of that. So
could that have? I mean, you and I hear a lot of wonderful, wonderful, you know, kind of different feels and different genres in those songs that speak to everybody. So that wasn't necessarily purposely done. You were just doing what was inside of you. How did that, you know, how did it feel to reach so many people across so many different, you know, genres or spectrums, or, you know, how do you look at that? Or do you have that, you know, do you feel the same way? Or
yeah, no, I tried. I tried to let the thing is that I'm influenced by a lot of different genres. I love R&B. I love hip-hop. I love rock. I grew up with rock. I played rock originally before I DJed. I played in rock bands in California, and then when I got here to Miami. And so all those influences, you know, they come out when I'm doing music, you know, really without meaning to, you know. So,
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, you know, even the Beatles, you know, and groups like that, you know, I get some influences from without knowing it. I later notice it, but, I don't knowingly do it.
Right, exactly.
So,
loving it. Well, now, Lewis, I want to ask you about expose. And I also, you know, back in the day, I didn't know until I was doing a little deep dive research, but that you had also worked with the Cover Girls. And I had, I always thought there was this huge competition thing. It was either you were in the expose group, fan-based group, or you were in the Cover Girls. It was rarely that you were in both. So how did that come about? And I think I was reading somewhere how you felt about it, but share with everybody. You know, do you recall any of that and working with the Cover Girls of that?
Of course. Yeah, and others, other girl groups that I worked with that I actually created was another group called Sequel. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes.
And, so we're kind of like all friends, you know, Andy Panda from New York. He put together the Cover Girls, and he said, hey, you want to do a song for them? I go, sure, you know, and vice versa, you know, we work on with each other, you know, we kind of like, you know, and we're all kind of, you know, friends and work together with, you know, like there's other great producers like Arthur Baker and things like that that do great music, and we kind of like, you know, we helped each other. We didn't, you know, like
there was no
try to. Exactly. We helped each other. Like if they needed to use a studio, they can come to mine, and vice versa if I go to New York and all that. So yeah, we worked together. You know, we didn't have any animosities. So it was kind of like, you know. The better they did, the better maybe I would do too, you know,
It was good. I have to say, I started putting on my thinking hat, my little thinking cap here, and I said, I remember interviewing only one other freestyle artist, and, you know, I've interviewed a lot of folks, but I remember, and she was just the most kindest, gracious young lady I had pretty much had ever met, and that was Little Susie back in New Jersey. I remember she kind of came to the radio station and did an interview. I was at an actual station back then, and I just have to say, you know, so your genre, the freestyle genre was represented incredibly well. But then,
yeah, all the artists, yeah, they were all great. They were all very, very nice and helpful. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I said, it was great working with a lot of artists that I worked with.
Well, I can hear that, Lewis. You have that kind of personality, though. I could just tell you could work with anybody. You know, I can hear it. You have such a, you know, just down to earth and easy to relate to. And, you know, and I'm sure that was... you know, what was communicated throughout your music and your endeavors and all of that wonderful good stuff. So now I want to turn to, you know, inspiring folks, and I know you guys had a lot of hit records. You know, how did it feel to have those top 10 hits? You know, and this is on Billboard's top charts, if you will. You know, it wasn't so much crossover, I don't think, but it crossed over, I think, to a lot of different areas. I think we talked about that But so how did that feel? And also being inspiring so many other folks out there who, you know, are now kind of, dance music is big, or it's huge. So how do you feel about that, and what's your take on all of that?
Well, the Billboard, the some of my product crossover into the pop, I actually had, like you mentioned, when we first talked, Seasons Changer was number one on the Pop 100, number one on the R&B also, and other charts. So it kind of like, you know, different genres that had jumped. And, other songs also did the same thing. And you know, that also led me to work with artists like Jermaine Jackson, Jermaine Stewart, Debbie Gibbs.
Now what, I saw the songs, I saw the one that you did with Jermaine Jackson that I think you had originally intended for the other artists to record. And then, which is a great song, by the way. I listened to it even this morning. I'm like, wow, this is an awesome song. Many, to me, your songs, these are not just, you know, just dancey dance songs and just put them away and forget about them. They actually stand up and, you know, in time. Like, I listened, I said, wow, this is great. I mean, quite frankly. And I said, you know, to me, these songs can be re-recorded or re-released and all that wonderful good stuff. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel that they've, like, stood the test of time?
Yeah, I think so. I listen to them all the time. Like I like you said, I listen to Feel the Need, the one that I did for Jermaine Jackson.
Sure.
Yeah, I love that song. And
I remember that time frame because he had put out Don't Take It Personal and all of that. I remember that. And which project did you do for Jermaine Stewart? I love Jermaine Stewart. I'm a big fan of his. You know, we lost him way too soon.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Which project did you work with Jermaine on? Jermaine Stewart. Do you remember that?
Yes. I worked on. I did a dance remix to We Don't Have to Take Your Clothes Off.
Really? Probably the one I was dancing to.
Yeah. I did a dance remix to that. That came out really, really good. I think, you know, and it played in a lot of the clubs because of the dance remix.
I have to give you credit on the remix. I don't know if folks give you enough credit on that. Your remixes are amazing. So I don't know. I know because you're such an amazing writer and you producer extraordinaire and all of that. But also the remixes that I've heard and that you've done. So this stems from being a great DJ down there in Florida. Where did that come from that you have this ability to take these songs and literally reconstruct them, if you will, and turn out great, tracks like that?
I think probably from being a DJ and also a musician, it helps too because, you know, I would see what works on the floor and then I kind of try to incorporate it into my mixes so that it keeps the floor dancing. Like when you hear Pointer Return, people just jump out of their chairs,
exactly.
Which is like, it would give me goosebumps. You know, I would just, I mean, I'm at the club sitting, in the corner. And then the DJ plays Point of Return, and I see people kind of like scream, get up, and go to the dance floor, and it's the best feeling in the world.
Yes, and that's when you really knew you had something. That song, wow. And I loved all of, I mean, Let Me Be the One, just, you know, Seasons Change, all of those amazing songs, I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, you're pleased. These are... It's not just me. It's, big, big hit records out there. I love the lineup that you had. And by the time I got, Joya, and I think you had mentioned was one of the leads in Jeanette and Anne. So I just love that lineup that you had at that time. I just thought, my goodness. So have you stayed in touch with these amazing women?
Yes. Yeah, I talk to Joya all the time. The other girls are more, in a different state and stuff, so I don't talk to them too much. But Joya, we keep in touch all the time. We actually worked on a couple of things together, not too long ago. So I keep in touch with Joya mostly.
Wow. Now, you are still in the music game. You haven't left the music game. Let me just make that clear. So what can you tell us out there? What might we be able to look forward to, or, you know, anything you want to add to that?
Well, I'm working on several projects. I'm working on a song for the COVID relief. We're calling it for now, Son After the Rain, for now. And what I'm doing is kind of like trying to put together like a We Are the World kind of thing with a bunch of different artists. I got Larry Blackman from Cameo. Bernard from Surface.
We just had David on our show.
Bernard Jackson from Surface, and a few rappers too, Tretch and Lazy Bone, and Lazy Bone, and everybody's you know giving their time, you know, because they think you know it's good to try to help other people. So everybody's been very, very nice. We're trying to get Gladys Knight on there, which I think we will. Womack sisters.
Yes.
We already got Butch from Tavares.
Oh yes, yeah. Oh gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think they did the song "Heaven Must Be Missing." And I think that was one of Tavares.
That's the one. Yes, that was Tavares. Yes. Their biggest one was though the ballad. Remember What I Told You to Forget?
Oh, hold it. No, I don't. What was the biggest one?
That was the biggest hit. So Remember What I Told You to Forget.
Oh, okay. Oh man. Well, listen, I just love them. I love all of these groups, and I'm just blown away, and I just wish you nothing but the best on these projects. And
Thank you.
Yes, let us know how you're coming along with them, you know, and any folks that we could send in your direction, we will. We absolutely will.
Great, yeah. Thank you. I have a few little compilations that I did in the 80s that I have on iTunes, so if I think you were going to check them out yourself. I don't know if you did. It was called Freestyle Soft Beach Style.
I think I checked out so much of your music that it's not even funny. I went to, I was on Spotify. I was on so many different things and looking at every single thing, and I listened to song after song. Some of which, I have to really say, I had forgotten the titles, and then when I listened to them, I was like, I remember that song, and I remember that. Now, I do want to touch on one other part of this back in the day, because to me, you're working with Clive Davis or producing these albums and all of that. That, you know, he was, it might have been around the time he was working with Whitney and Aretha and all these big people.
Oh, yeah, it was a title. Yeah,
that was a big deal. I said, my goodness.
Clive Davis is a genius, when it comes to putting projects together and teams together. Yeah, he's a genius.
Yeah, he's a genius. And Kashif, the late Kashif.
Kashif, I worked with him in a song. I did a song for him.
Exactly. I'm like, wow. So I know you don't like to be considered so much a legend out there, but you are. And I have to tell everybody, of course for me, I kind of stumbled across because I just love Seasons Change so much. It has never left anything for me, you know, not too long without playing it or every so often going back and listening. And I looked up the words, and I was just so moved by this. I mean, you're just, in order to write like that, it's got to come from somewhere. So we just love it. And, you know, and then to figure out that you had done all that you were responsible for writing albums. And I'm like, and I think I asked you about freestyle, if you were familiar. I'm going to put myself out there on blast. I'm like, he's the king of freestyle, my God. And I just learned so much from reading and finding out and all of this wonderful good stuff. I love Stevie B. I love the whole entire genre and all that it represents. So good stuff. So, Louis, anything just to tell the folks, they're budding writers out there, budding songwriters. I'm one. I'm raising my hand right now. So what kind of advice can you give to someone like myself? You know, we've gotten lyrics. We've got the lyrics down, and I saw all about, what advice? Let me just go there. What advice can you share in terms of how we should get started or the next step after you've got piles and piles of songs?
Well, what I kind of think about sometimes is that when you write songs, you tend to want to write them so deep and so great that you kind of like missing the audience. So what I try to tell everybody, just keep it simple, keep it catchy, keep it commercial, and then you'll get that magic in that song. In my albums, if you listen to them, you know, you'll hear that I do very commercial songs. I try to at least. But then I throw in there a couple of songs, like you'll hear in the first album, you hear a song called December. In the second one, you call Didn't Hurt to Hurt Me. Those are deeper songs that, you know, that...
Well, all right. We're back live. Yes, you are listening to a very, very special edition of the Hit Radio Morning Show. We're actually counting down 10 of our most fascinating guests who've been right here on our broadcast. I have to say, you guys were just listening to number 8, Mr. Louis Martinet, who created the group Exposé. I want to bring back to the line my brand new legendary co-host who is helping us out as we count down these chart-topping folks, Mary Ree Johnson from Hair Head Heart. Good morning, oh, Mary.
Good morning again. He was fascinating. And, you know,
Louis, yes,
so many
Louis
things
Martin.
In my mind relate to Prince. But when he mentioned Jermaine
yes.
Stewart was part of Shalimar, right? Shalimar.
I don't think he was a part of Shalimar, but they're all connected somehow. Because remember,
yes.
Jermaine Stewart was great friends with Jody Watley.
Right,
Jody
right.
Watley was, they were both, I believe, dancers on Soul Train. Yeah,
yes.
She was definitely part of that group,
Shalimar.
Of Shalimar.
Okay.
Right.
So when I heard the song, I thought he sang on that song. Okay. Sorry,
well,
audience,
listen,
I didn't mean to
confuse
you.
We're going to Google that because you could very much be correct. Like I said, they were all kind of interconnected. Jermaine and Jody were great, great friends. Jody, of course, went on to an amazing solo career. Jody
mm-hmm.
Wildley, we're talking about. I had a chance to see her a couple of times. I follow her and stay connected with all that she's doing out there. Big, big folks. And what I love that he told us a little bit about working with both Jermaine Stewart and Jermaine Jackson.
Right.
You got to remember, if you listened carefully, he mentioned about Arista Records. They were on Arista, which was, you know, Whitney Houston time and Clive Davis time.
Yeah,
so
they just
all
kind
of that,
hung around each other and gleaned this
it.
And gleaned that.
Sure, they were label mates.
Beautiful thing.
And yeah, and yet they, this is to be, you got to also think about this, Mary. He had top, like four top 10 hits on Billboard.
Amazing.
Those were the charts that you really didn't see a lot of people of color so much on in the top 10. We would be more so relegated to the R&B charts. They were out there with four top 10 hits in the top 10. And he wrote the album. So I salute Louis Martinet. I still love their music. It's you just enjoy his happy music. You guys should check it out when you get a chance. Exposé is the name of the group. And Louis Martinet lands at our number 7 spot on our 10
wow.
most fascinating guests.
This is a great list.
Right
this
here.
Is a great
is
list.
Is that not? I'm excited about it, too. Now, coming up at number 6, and you know how we've been mentioning who the person is and their slot number. this particular person is not so much from the world of entertainment, but he is connected. He is a hair legend and has been out there for about 3 decades or so, doing hair and cutting hair, styling hair. He's known as a great person to cut hair and color hair. And that's something in the black community, we're not always known or recognized as being great at those things. And Troy Ballard is a true superstar in every sense of the word in the hair and beauty industry. I had a chance to chat with him a while ago. So this is a very, and this may have been before he took on a regular time slot Wednesday mornings at 8:30 here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So let's take a listen at one of the early interviews that I had a chance to do with Smooth Black. And we'll be back on the other side, Mary. I want to get your feedback on this. So we're super, super hyped. And we'll get a chance to chat.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest with us today. You will get to know him well. The Hair Radio Morning Show is very proud to welcome the amazing Mr. Smooth Black to the broadcast. Good morning, Smooth.
Good morning, Carrie. How you doing?
All right. Cousin Smooth, I'm going to have to go ahead and put that on out there. How are you? Out in California, we're grateful to have you this morning on the show.
It's good to be here. It's good to be
yes.
Here.
Now, I have to start at the beginning, and our beginning goes way, way, way back.
Yeah.
I mean, way back. So I have to tell everybody, in full disclosure, you are just, have come to be, well, you're in your own right, you are a true success story in the hair and beauty industry. But just as important, I'm happy to say, as an extension of my very own family, and we're just so proud of you and all that you have accomplished. So we're going to get into all of that. So, Smooth Black, welcome again to the broadcast. So, now you're out in California. I want you to tell the folks, I know you have a big, big following in hair industry out there on the West Coast, but tell everybody exactly where you are.
Well, I'm in Fontana, California at the moment. Been out here. Yeah, Fontana, Fontucky, as they call it. But
wow. Okay, so now we've got to tell everybody, for those folks, you have a big following, as I mentioned and said at the top of this. But I want you to tell the folks, now I see what you're doing out there with all of the styling that you do, and I want you to talk a little bit about that today. Share with us what's making you a big legend out there and in the hair business, cousin. Tell everybody about it.
Well, as most cosmetological entrepreneurs should understand that. My motto is, if it don't make dollars, it does.
Yeah.
In 30 years, I've been able to, teach a lot. Education is a number one factor. When I first started, I used to take advanced haircutting classes, and, you know, I had people that I looked up to in the industry as far as male stylists, like Carl Reed, Mr. Little Willie out of Detroit.
Carl Reed, one of my dear friends, did you know he's a big singer now?
Yes,
Carl's
I do.
Been on
yes,
show
I do.
Many times. Yes. Oh, awesome.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I really enjoyed watching him through Hair Wars and, you know, the tours and the Ideal Black trade show, Spectrum International trade show, where, you know, through Bonner Brothers in Atlanta, the Proud Lady in Chicago, just over the years being able to travel and do education and meet other, you know, I call them hair entertainers, because, you know, we love what we do. But in the hair industry, you know, it's really been a blessing, you know, to me and my family. So that's where I'm at right now, Carrie, continuing my education and be able to share with people the 30 years of experience that I have attained behind my chair. So I like to just, just elaborate, keeping my trendy. You know, some people say, you want to follow a trend. I tell them I'm a trendsetter. So it's all about who you are and creating yourself. So over the years, you know, they dawned me as Smooth Black, in the hair industry. But, you know, I'm also known, my biological name is Troy Ballard. And, you know, God has been good to me in this industry. So when they call me Smooth Black, you know, it's just something that, you know, lifts up my spirit. But be able to be recognized by my peers is a wonderful feeling.
Well, I've got to tell the folks, you have really made an impression out there. And you talk about creativity, and we look, you're representing brands, and I want you to get into a little bit about this, because it's not just any old body that's selected or chosen to be a brand ambassador or to work with these big brands. Can you tell us a little bit about the company that you work with?
Well, I'm going to backtrack a little because I got my first start with Design Essentials, McBride Research Laboratories out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I became an educator for that company for 10 years. And it was a black-owned company, which I love, but it was a multicultural line also. And from there, I went on to teach for Be Violet, is the essence of beauty, a young lady by the name of Linda Cox out of Jackson, Tennessee. God rest her soul, she went on to be with the Lord, but her company is still thriving. And at the present time, I'm working with LaRon Hair Care System, based out of Riverside, California. Awesome husband and wife and son team that's been branding there. They're like 11 years now, and, you know, and the company is just going to higher heights, you know, and it's about, they teach unity in the community, in the hair community, you know, iron sharpen iron, each one reach one, each one teach one. But our emphasis is continued education. So I always want to give kudos to Mr. Lorenzo Griffin and Wanda Griffin, his wife, for, you know, putting such a remarkable product together. You know, it's made for the professionals, designed by professionals, and sold only to professionals. So at this point, they're exclusive, you know, so they promote, you know, wellness within and trying to create jobs instead of taking jobs from people with the company and the branding of their products.
And we call it Salon Direct. So that is
Salon Direct. Yeah.
Oh, yes. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you spell that? I want folks, in case they want to Google it or find out more, how do you spell the name of that?
LaRon, it stands for Larry and Randy. They were two brothers that passed away. And in memory of them, they created LaRon. And it's LARAN, Professional Hair Care System.
All right. So you heard it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I know that you were affiliated with them, and I think it's just awesome. Now, I've got to say, because being out there on the West Coast with you guys and being here in New York, you know, do you think, and you've been out here to Atlanta and to the East Coast and all of that, have you found a difference in the hair care industry, you know, in terms of the West Coast versus the East Coast, or have you found a lot of similarities? What, or when you, like when you go down to Atlanta and go to Bronner Brothers, do you find the same types of concerns or issues or challenges? What's your
My biggest concern, you know, from Detroit being the hair capital, from Atlanta, but you know, I've taught in New York, but every state seems to have their own trend. You know, healthy hair promotion, a lot of people going natural hair, and depends on what I'm finding out is who you are and what you specialize in. Me being that I'm a hair cutter, 80% of my clientele hair is short, but I also, you know, learned how to weave hair, do commercial weaves, and, you know, just doing, but that's for people who have alopecia and want a change in life to cover the hair normalities up. But at each state, I found that, you know, like Detroit, known for more hard styles, using more lacquers, more sprays, more adding more commercial hair. For California, I found that we're more natural and into natural hair. But me, I'm into cutting and styling. Therefore, you know, my clientele, I see my clients on a weekly basis or biweekly basis versus if I'm a professional weaver, I may do that hair installation in June and may not see that client again till like August, you know. So that's why I promote healthy hair first, a great haircut, give them a great color enhancement and give them a great look that's trendy, that every time they step out, they'll promote smooth black, you know. So in my area, you can see my work everywhere you go. And, you know, and I always say stylists, whether it's Detroit from Mr. Little, Little Willie, Carl Reed, Big Boy, these are all the male stylists that I enjoy. But, you know, from Selena Allen in Hollywood to, you know, so many great hair stylists out there that I love their work. But in each one, I always challenge stylists as I'm teaching, you know, learn every aspect about hair care first. Learn how to take care of the hair, then the hair take care of you. As we begin to promote ourselves and, you know, the work that I produce out my chair reflects the prices that I charge. So after 30 years of experience, I'm not a novice. And I can demand top dollar for my work, but my work speaks for itself. I may charge a little bit more for my product, but my product is a brand. And, you know, it's like, you know, some people like to drive Mercedes and some people just like to drive a regular Toyota, you know. And I always try to tell them I'm a Rolls Royce of a stylist, so I'm going to give you my best. But my price always reflects my work. Therefore, you know, it's not a job to me. This is a career, and, you know, learning how to get everything out of it is what I'm striving to do now. And to share with my peers, you know, how to retain a clientele. You know, I just don't want to see that person one time in my chair. I want them for a lifetime.
Absolutely. You know, so. Well, your styles have made that happen. I've seen some of your styles, and I've gone to, and I tell everybody, I've gone to some of the Facebook, and I'm blown away at the styles that you have cut, and I see a lot with those sharp cuts, and I'm like, wow. So is it true, I mean, the word on the street is that there are some shears coming, so I want to find out right here on the show, are you coming out with some kind of a shear line? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm looking, you know, I'm trying to get the right steel gauge, like 440 gauge, but the dynamics of it and the design and the way it's going to help relieve, you know, over the years, I don't want to get carpet tunnel. So the way that the shears are angled and, you know, how you position yourself when you're cutting, these are things that I'm employing as I do my hair cutting classes. So when I do my hair cutting class, you know, I'm going to have a top-of-the-line shear that you can, you know, purchase. And, you know, like I tell them, I said, when I teach, I said, you can mimic me and learn from me, but eventually you're going to have to step out and, you know, start creating for yourself. You know, when I first started, I'd take a picture and I'd try to emulate it, and then I'd take away, and then all of a sudden the creativity will come. Therefore, no one brings me a magazine that says, can you do my hair like this? I have the leeway now that they just sit in my chair and allow me to have free reign to create a look for them.
And it works out just fine, I see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you give me a picture and you say to make it like this, I try to tell them, look, if you want that exact style, you may want to, because if you've seen it in Hype Hair, try it yourself here at Mazza or Black Hair Sophisticates magazine, it usually has a style and the stylist name there. So if you want that particular style, you might want to go see that person. So I can tell you, tell my clients, I'll give you that version of it. But in the essence, it's going to be my creativity, my knowledge, and my experience that you're going to enjoy. You know,
it doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Well, listen, folks, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me, I have to say, there's a very, very special guest today, and I'm going to tell you why. I've got to say, you know, and Smooth Black, for all of our listeners out there and the fans, and for those of you who absolutely want to follow Smooth Black, if you have not done so already, because you're on Facebook, I believe, as Smooth Black. So I think, am I correct? So that's a great place you could follow and see all of this amazing work. Of course, through the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're going to have some things out there on our app as well to reflect your work. All right, we're back live. You're listening to a very, very special broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is our annual year-end review for 2021. And this episode, and it is my great honor
to bring to the line my co-host for the episode. You guys know her. She is a radio personality in her own right and doing so many incredible things out there. She was also an announcer right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, let's give a warm, warm welcome of appreciation to the one and only Miss Mary Reed Johnson. Good morning and
Carrie.
Welcome. Yes, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, listen,
need to look back? Because remember, when Lot's wife looked back, she turned to a pillar of salt.
Well, let me tell you, Mary Reed Johnson, we have a lot. Yes, we're going to get into quite a bit. This is a show. This is a true radio show that we're going to really look back. Some of it, you know, it's kind of like yanking off a Band-Aid of sorts. You got it done. It may be a little bit of, momentary, as they say, discomfort in the medical world, but you're going to have a long-lasting impact once you open up and expose that to the air again and just embracing what's next. And I have to say...
Well, I trust you to help us heal, so absolutely, I'm on.
Thank you. Well, I think we are both going to be doing that today, Mary Reed Johnson. So it's nice to have you back. First of all, we're going to get into a lot of what happened in 2021. But if you guys can remember, our year really kind of started a little bit earlier than that. And mostly, of course, you can't, the elephant in the room obviously is the pandemic. So it kind of, I thought when we were looking at producing this special broadcast for you guys, we were looking at how did we want to frame this? Do you want to talk about the pandemic early on in the broadcast, or do you want to talk about it a little later? However, we came to the conclusion that, the pandemic really, it's called the pandemic for a reason. It's literally across everything, and it really set the foundation for, you can't escape it. It truly is the elephant in the room, and you have to address it.
It absolutely shaped us.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let's start there, Mary. And as you guys out there know, we've all lived through this. It did not start in 2020. It didn't start in 2021. It probably didn't even start in 2020, but that's another story. So, Mary, let's look back for a moment, and let's take a look. When January of 2021, we were already reeling from dealing with the pandemic. There was a whole lot of talk. If I recall correctly, the folks were kind of – and let me, before we even get deep into this discussion – let's let folks know that what they can also expect in today's broadcast. It's not just a kind of a regurgitation of pandemic talk. There is so much to look at that happened in 2021. We're going to cover some of the biggest. All right, you're listening to an all-new edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I just kind of cut in so that we are live. On this Friday morning, it is the 10th of December of 2021. You guys were just hearing some backups that we have of our recent 10 most fascinating guests and some looking back at 2021 events. But I'm happy because we have a couple of live guests who are joining us. First up, you guys know if it's Friday and it's mid-show, it's time for Jossie of Au Naturel to join us, not just her, on in. Happy Friday. We made it. We made it to the end of the week, Jossie. Good morning.
Thank God.
Yes, we have done it. Yes, so how are you doing over there?
I'm doing great. I was, I slept for about 2 hours last night. I was up at two last-minute events this weekend, and I was hustling.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was probably four maybe.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you were just getting to bed when I'm getting up.
Yes, right.
Wow, that is amazing. Well, listen, we are glad to have you on. I'm glad you didn't forget about us. We're here on the show, and we've been running, like I said, we've been running some things, and it's crazy because I'm just surprised that my food, you know, they have, because we have all kind of technical stuff going on sometimes, and behind the scenes, it's crazy. So that's one of the reasons, I have to say, Jossie, that I do get up early, because you never know. And so if on those days where you don't get up early, there might be something that can, you'll have a better chance of handling if something doesn't go right. And it
yes.
seems like it never goes right when you're running behind.
That's true.
It I never, because I'm always, you know, and you're like, ah. Oh. But I'm so happy to have the listeners with us. And there are a couple things I wanted to mention. I actually prepared something for Jossie to join us. You guys out there, you know a little bit about Jossie. As I mentioned, she joins us on Wednesdays, Fridays, mid-show between 7 and 8, and we just love having her here. You've been quite instrumental in these last few weeks to help folks begin to navigate better care, particularly during the winter months and things, and just bringing up topics that, like I said, we've not really discussed, not to this level, mm-hmm. in 25 years.
Wow.
So I take my hat off to you on that. And one, yes, so today for the Hair Radio Morning Show and Jossie's Au Naturel mid-show, here's what I decided. I wanted to ask five big questions. I call it five big questions to ask a hair products owner. Okay, I'm a hair product specialist. Five big questions. Are you ready? Remember the hot seat? Jossie's
yes.
getting re-familiar with the hot seat on our live show today. So here you go, Jossie. Are you ready? Yes, this is going to be great, and it's also, and you guys out there who are tuned in, if you have questions, of course, press one on your lines. If you have comments, you can make them at our Twitter, which is at HAI Radio, or join me on Instagram at Heinz Carey. And Jossie, you are across the internet as well, so we're going to be asking about all of that now with Au Naturel. So number five, what do you recommend first to do to figure out in terms of what makes the best products? Like how do we, you know, in terms of the hair type, how do you figure out what products works best for you? How does someone figure out what's the best, you know, what product's best in their hair? That's number five on the hot seat.
All right, yes. Well, I can talk about my experience. And a lot of
yes.
it was due to trial and error. I had mentioned before how I was trying a lot of different techniques when I had first started my natural hair journey. I was YouTubing different techniques, getting different products from the store, trying different things. And a lot of the products, like, they would work for a little bit, and then eventually it would stop working. Or eventually
yes.
I would get an allergic reaction or something to them. And then I realized that not all techniques work for all hair types. And when I was doing my research, I came across the conclusion that I have what they classify as mixed hair. So then I started looking up techniques and stuff to how to handle mixed
hair. You know what? Tell everybody what the mixed hair is. Because, you know, when I hear mixed hair, immediately I think of two nationalities kind of getting together and then their children have two blended textures. You know, which are kind of different coming together. What exactly does blended, what mixed hair means?
Yes, that's exactly what it means. When they're like different
okay.
nationalities and your hair type kind of falls like in the middle, it's not all one hair type or all the other.
Or the
kind
other.
Of, like, in the middle. Yes.
And there's a whole industry. There is an entire industry now for mixed hair,
yes,
which I had never heard of this when I started out with the Hair Radio Show 25 years ago. There was no talk of it.
Yeah, but to be honest, it's like one. That's probably one of the number one hair type, mixed hair.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
Maybe not number one.
Well, you know
one,
what?
But it's
now
very
it
common.
Is, right? Now
yeah,
it is.
Now,
no,
now
I love that.
So
wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I'm blown away because this is big to me. It is. It's very big because that just tells us that times have changed and we've kind of blended our societies, you know, the people in our society together. And so our hair needs have changed to some degree or have expanded, shall we say.
Yes, that's true. That's true. It's a different world now.
It's a different world, but it really it's reflected
is.
In our hair.
Yes,
who would have thunk
that?
Yeah.
That is true.
Wow. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you on that. So now, so you discovered this, though, by doing, you know, because of your mixed texture in terms of what products work best.
Yes, correct.
Wow.
What techniques work best because some products are too heavy for my hair. Actually, a lot of products are. I don't use a lot of heavy products in my hair. And that's just something I had to figure out through trial and error. Also doing research too, like I researched what products would work and just trying them, and if they worked well, then I was able to use those products. And also that's how I kind of started my own brand, by researching and mixing things together and seeing what worked.
Well, we need to tell everybody, and this is a good time to remind everybody. Jossie, first of all, if you guys have just tuned in, I'm Carrie Hines. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're live this morning. My very special guest, you know, mid-show on Wednesdays and Fridays is Jossie. Now, she is a product company owner and specialist with hair care. So I am so excited. Her company is called Au Naturel. I call it Au Naturel because je parle français. No, my French isn't that great, so I better shut up now, Jossie, on that level. But I just want to say how wonderful it is to have you here. You really help. I love your tips Wednesdays and Fridays. You always have something special to share with everybody. And, again, it's about things that I had not even thought about, as you're going to find out today, because we've got Jossie on the hot seat. I came up with this list called 5 Big Questions to Ask a Hair Products Owner. And so Jossie just responded to number 5 on our list in terms of what do you recommend to figure out what's the best products to work in your hair. So I love that. Texture is key. What texture do you have? And trying different things. Okay. All right. Well, very good. All right. You're doing well. Number 4. Here we go. Number 4. What's the biggest tip to take better care of your winter hair? What's the biggest tip you can share? Oh, boy, all this is rhyming. What's the biggest tip you can share to take better care of your winter hair? I didn't mean that. I sound like Dr. Seuss.
It does. It sounds like a little rhyme thing. But
exactly.
I've been saying for the past couple shows, moisture. You need to moisturize your hair. That's going to be the biggest thing. Leave-in conditioners and oil. And that's for all hair types. Everybody's going to need some type of protectant against their hair in the wintertime. If your hair doesn't do well with leave-in conditioners, then at least the oil. Because the oil will be your double barrier against the cold weather, and it'll also seal the moisture in your hair. And you can moisturize with a leave-in conditioner. You can moisturize with just a simple mist. Spray it with water and just seal it with the oil. That'll help keep your hair from breaking off in the wintertime.
Now, what about the folks who wear wigs and have hair items added in and things like that? You know, should they consider moisturizing as well, or should they just throw on their wig and keep it moving?
Well, if you're wearing a wig, your hair, it's going to dry out eventually. If you have a wig on, it's not going to be exposed to the harsh air, so it might not be something that you have to do every day versus someone who has their hair on every day. They might want to apply moisture every day. But if you're wearing a wig, I would recommend, you know, every other day, every 2 days. It all depends because your hair is being covered. But you still need the moisture at least 2-3 times a week.
Wow.
And that's
it just reminds me. Wow. Well, that sounds really good advice. I remember the one topic that we did cover on the radio show, which I had found out
that some of my favorite TV stars were wearing wigs. And because they have the hot lamps on the sets of these shows and stuff, so it's so hot that they didn't want their hair to not look its best all the time. So they would just wear wigs. So I think had they had your moisturizing tips in mind, maybe would have made it a little easier. I think that the moisturizing,
yes.
I do. I think that's key. I have to just put it on out there. I think that you hit the nail on the head with that. And good advice. All right. So, Jocelyn, you're doing good. 2 for 2. All right. So, guys, yes, if you have questions for Jocelyn, of course, you can press 1. We see you out there this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're still live. And let me just come up with a couple of program notes, if I may insert. Coming up at 8, you guys, you know Shakora. She's joined us from time to time here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She'll be up at 8 o'clock to help to kind of bring us on home for the end of the week. And we're so happy that mid-show we always have Jocelyn on Wednesdays and Fridays. So, Jocelyn, you're doing great on our wonderful 5 big questions. I should say to stump a hair products owner, but no, you're not stumped at all. So these are 5 big questions to ask a hair products owner. Coming up, you know, 3, here we are on this list, and it says, in terms of hair care, is it easier to take care of your hair? And I think you kind of touched on this, but is it easier to take care of your hair in the spring and summer months versus the fall and winter months? So seasonable hair care, kind of drive it on home again for everybody, Jocelyn, of Au Naturel.
All right. So this question is a little bit more complicated because in doing research, I realized that hair care takes time all year round. It just depends, you know, what you're looking for and what you're trying to do. As far as if you're trying to grow it, if you're trying to maintain it, your hair is going to need attention regardless of what season it is. In the wintertime, you know, you really want to make sure you're applying the moisture time as well. There's also cases of high shedding in the summertime. And I look more into it to see what the, like, to really see what the cause of all that is. But I know that your hair in the summer with all the moisture in the air, sometimes it tends to get frizzy. And that's a problem that a lot of people have to deal with in the warmer weather.
And what about that buildup in the summer months? You know, you have a lot of sweat and all that from, you know, being overactive.
A lot of washing.
You know,
you have to wash your hair very often, the buildup.
Yeah.
And
the smell, it doesn't smell so great.
Exactly.
Oh, man. So, Jocelyn, does your products address that, though?
The buildup is what
you're right, and the smell and all of that.
My products are meant to, like any product, when you put the product in your hair, it works. However, in the summertime, when you're, you know, out there sweating and stuff, I recommend washing at least once a week. I mean, some people wash every day. Some people wash every couple of days. But frequent washing is definitely necessary in the summer. And in the summertime, I would definitely use shampoo to kind of keep that, to kind of use the shampoo to get all the gunk out of your hair. In the winter, you know, it's recommended that you wash with conditioner. That way you're not stripping your hair because you're trying to keep those properties in. It's like almost like vice versa. In the summer, you want to pull it out. In the winter, you want to put it in.
All right. Well, I'm loving that. And I also, in thinking about that, sometimes you need your spouse, your partner, whoever, to kind of tell you when your hair needs a good washing. So don't be offended.
Yeah.
Don't be offended. Well, listen, I tell you, we're at 2. And again, folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines. I'm with Jocelyn on the line. Jocelyn, of course, from Au Naturel. You guys know her. She's with us from down in the Philadelphia, outside of the Philadelphia area.
She's here with us on Wednesdays and Fridays Live. She answers questions. You can reach out to her directly as well. Jossie, how can folks catch up with you and find out more about your products?
I can be reached via social media, Instagram and Facebook. I also have my website, which is www.jocesaunaturale.com. And you can reach out to me on that website as well.
Wow.
I am loving it. I am loving it. I'll tell you why I'm loving all of this, and that is because I'm looking at the months ahead when we relaunch our 24-hour hair and beauty network. So it'll be back up sometime very, very soon. We'll likely in the next few weeks, but we'll say January, we'll say for sure. So what it is all about is bringing folks like yourselves, like yourself rather, who you own a product company, a hair products company, you're giving out tips. We're looking to expand that information to really create a wonderful regular place for folks to tune in and hear Jossie. So that's, you know, so we're looking to incorporate you in part of and more of our lineup. So all of that, we'll keep you informed as we kind of move along. But we're so happy that Jossie's with us. And so we want you guys to let us know what you think. Let us know here at the Hair Radio Morning Show what you think. I think that's really cool. Jossie, okay, so we have designed this list this morning. And we're really, it's our Hair Radio Morning Show hot seat. We're just going to call it what it is. And we've got Jossie back for it. Five big questions to ask a hair products owner. Okay, so number five was really what to do to figure out your hair, you know, what works best in your hair, of course. Number four, the biggest tips to take care of your hair or during the winter months, if you will. And, of course, speaking of which is a little bit, you know, easier or better? Is it really during those winter months or during, you know, winter, fall versus spring and summer? And I think you've addressed that. Number two, this is a big thing with folks out there in the hair community. I'm always getting a lot of questions, and they've asked me too, and I don't have a product that addresses it just yet, but maybe you might be able to direct everybody because you know, on top of making amazing products at All Natural, you also, you don't mind sharing other brands and talking about other brands and stuff like that when necessary. So my big question for you today, the edges. Mm-hmm. Edges and ends, those are the big, that's number two on this big list today. So what can you tell folks about dealing with their edges and the edges of the hair? But, you know, for the few who may not have this as an issue, when we say that there's a problem with the edges, what are we talking about?
Typically, the edges, the biggest problem for edges these days are the traction alopecia. And that is because a lot of people are into the tight African braiding, the locks and the twists and the sister locks and the butterfly locks. And
oh, yes.
All that. And
and I'm raising my hand. I have the inner lock, so I can tell you a little bit about that. But, yes, go right ahead.
Yes, and what happens is when you go get your hair done, they do it and it looks almost perfect. But it's so much tension on your scalp that eventually keep having it done will pull your hair out and pull it back. You'll realize that your hairline is going to start receding. However, nowadays, because of this, I don't know if it's because of this issue, but I have noticed that with a lot of the, well, more so, like, so it's starting up with, like, the millennial generation, but what they're doing is they'll braid your hair and they'll leave the front kind of out and then they'll gel it and put, like, the little designs all in your edges. So that's probably a way of, like,
kind of disguising it almost, though.
Yeah.
That's like camouflage in that your hair is thinned out there. Oh, my. The edges. I feel sorry. It's almost, well, in that case, maybe I should just try tattooing your hair up there on the edges.
People do that too now, right?
Oh, no. Don't tell me that we've already gotten that. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, all of this can somewhat be avoided. That's why to start young with the, you know, with the young kids and with the generations behind us on how to take care of your own hair, and that your hair is so, it's so precious to me. You know, your hair is very precious, and that was a lesson that I got early on, and I'm so grateful that I got the lesson early on. I'm so grateful because as time moves along and you get a little bit older, we'll say, but your hair becomes more of a challenge, right? Like anything else.
It does.
You know, it becomes a little bit more of a challenge and you have to put in a little bit more effort. But so it has to be a habit that must be created early on.
Correct.
And if you don't do that, then you might, you know, you're going to have some issues. So that was the whole thing with edges. Now, what about the ends? This is still number two. On the ends, you mentioned something about split ends the other day, and I just about lost it because, like I said, I had never heard someone explain about split ends. Would you be happy, you know, kind enough to just touch on that a little bit again for the benefit of our amazing fans?
Yes. So just like to preserve your edges, sometimes you can grow your edges back after traction alopecia, and to preserve them, you have to stimulate that blood circulation. And the same way with the ends, of course, the ends are dead, but when I do my hair, I massage my edges, I massage my scalp to try to keep my edges, my edges are not receding, gratefully, but I try to massage it every day just to keep, you know, keep them there. But with
absolutely,
my ends, like when I put my product in my hair, I rub my products in from, like from my roots to my ends, and then I'll take my ends and I'll put them between my hands and kind of like rub them together. Like I kind of really massage my ends as well, because your ends are, they're the deadest part of your hair. They're very dry, they're susceptible to breakage, and they're the ones that get handled the most because they're the ones rubbing against things, your coats, your clothes, your scarves, especially now with the winter season with all the layers you wear. You know, your ends are rubbing against all this stuff, and they can eventually break. So just being aware of your ends and just applying moisture to them, sealing them with oil, making sure they feel hydrated, that's really key for your ends and reducing
Wow. Well, see, now you heard it here, folks, and that's why it's so important to tune in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here, of course. Before we, and we love that, again, you're doing great this morning. Jossie, you're doing wonderfully. We love it. So we're down to number one. But before we get there, we're gonna take a little commercial break this morning. And when we come back, we're gonna get with Jossie on number one. She doesn't know what it is. So it's the hot seat for Miss Jossie this morning. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
All right, Jossie, we're going to be right back. We've got a whole lot more. I want to get to your amazing commercial, so stay with us, folks.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mist, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion, from roots to ends. Come on and visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JossieAllNaturale.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
Hi, everybody. Coming up this week on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show for the week ending Friday, December 10th of 2021. Now, our amazing lineup of guests include entrepreneurs from the hair industry, Tracy of Active Follicles, who joins us from sunny Southern California, Shakora Rodriguez-Bay from Brooklyn, New York, who is a longtime stalwart of the natural hair industry, and so much more. And then Wednesdays and Fridays, each week, mid-show, we're excited to introduce you to Jossie of Au Naturale,
Now, she'll be telling you all about her great product line and answering your questions live on the air. Then, you don't want to miss our next installment of the radio show within a radio show. It's its own segment, our 10 most fascinating guests, right here on the broadcast. And every Tuesday morning at 8:30, it's time for a live episode of Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins and Michael's Angels. Now, this special announcement is courtesy of our legacy advertisers, folks like FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Stimulating Roots, Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink, and our entire family of advertisers. You can be a legacy advertiser too. Just celebrate 1 year as a sponsor of our program, and we will have you indoctrinated into this amazing lineup. Again, I'm Carrie Hines, and back to the show. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
All right, we're back live. That was a little bit of a commercial break. I'm Carrie Hines. Yes, it's Friday morning. We're live again, December 10th, 2021. It's been just an exciting, exciting morning here on the show. I'm bringing back Jossie of Au Natural. She's been doing just a great job. You guys know if it's Wednesday or Friday, she joins us mid-show between the 7 and 8 o'clock hours, and I just am so happy. Now, Jossie, you've been on the proverbial hot seat this morning, we call it here on the broadcast, and you've been doing just a great job. Yeah, you really have. So here's what's been going on for the folks who are just kind of tuning on in, and we welcome you guys again to the show. We've been asking Jossie five big questions. You guys know that she is the proprietor of Au Natural, which we just love and find out more and more about Jossie through this each week. And on Wednesdays, again, Wednesdays and Fridays, let's get a plug in. But we've been asking five big questions to ask a hair products owner. That was our hot seat topic for the day. And Jossie's been knocking it out of the box. You know, we talked about recommending first, what do you do to figure out what works best for your hair? You killed it with that one. The biggest tips on taking better care of your hair, particularly during the winter months. And then, of course, which, you know, how do you deal with the seasonal hair, spring and summer, winter, fall? And number two, we talked about the edges, going around with the edges, and as well as split ends. And again, Jossie brings a whole lot of information to the table on this. And you've been kind of touching on and covering this in your recent times on the show. If you've missed it when we do our playback, I really suggest you take a listen. Now, number one, we've teased this. So now, number one, and Jossie has no idea where we're going with this question, of course. But what do you tell folks, Jossie? And this is your number one hot seat question today, who are interested in length. Because length, folks don't always come out and say it, but I think that's what most folks are looking for. With it's healthy hair, but you rarely hear people come in and say, I want healthy hair. They really want their hair to grow. That's usually, yeah. So what do you say to folks who are interested in length? And does your products at Au Naturel address them? Address
yes,
that
it
question.
Does.
All right. Well, let's hear it today.
That's part of the reason why I actually started my company for healthy hair, but also because I wanted healthy long hair. And when I started pursuing a natural hair realm, my hair was really broken off. It was short. It was probably to like my shoulder blades, like a little past my armpits maybe. And it was really broken off. It was dry. And I tried different things, and it worked for a little bit, but it wasn't working like I wanted to. So eventually I started making my own, and I grew my hair down to my waist. The thing is with hair care is, and I'm still trying to get it to grow, actually, but the thing is with growing your hair, it takes time, it takes consistency, and it takes a lot of patience. Your hair grows every day. It really does grow, but the thing is what people don't realize is that, especially for the African-American community, our hair takes more time to do, and we're breaking it. It's breaking off at the same rate or faster than it's growing, which is the reason why a lot of people have shorter hair or think black hair doesn't grow. Black hair grows. Every hair grows. All hair grows. But it's just the way you take care of it. And if you're constantly breaking it off, then you're not going to be able to see the length and see it that it is growing. Knowing how to take care of your hair is very, very important, especially if you want to have growth. That's one of the biggest things. I read a blog post about that. The right product with the wrong technique. Because it's not always the product. The products, they usually work, but it's the technique. And a lot of the times, the biggest issue is the wrong technique. It's the way people are using the product. They're not using the product in the right way. So that's why I strive to, you know, when people are reaching out to me, I strive to give them the tips that I can. I try to walk them through their journey and check in on them and see how it's going. And if, you know, if things aren't going the way it should, I might steer them in a different direction or try this or try that, because I want to see people's hair grow. I want them to be able to see that their hair can grow.
Absolutely. Well, I think you really hit it on the head, and I think you've actually kind of brought this right down to what we needed it to be. Jossie, what can I say? I love when you're here. You're always doing such a great job, and you really clarify things. Pardon the pun there, clarify, get it? So you really are killing it here, so thanks so much. And now, one last time, can you remind everybody how they can reach out to you if they have hair questions, how to get a hold of Jossie of Au Naturel?
Yes, you can reach out to me through Facebook. I prefer Facebook, but if you have Instagram, you can reach out to me through that as well. My Facebook and Instagram, my two social media channels that I'm using. You can also reach out to me via my website, and my website is www.jocyesaunaturale.com.
Wonderful. So we'll see you back here next Wednesday. We'll see you back here on our show next Wednesday, Jossie, when you'll be with us live again. So we just want to say thank you. You are knocking it out. And we've got a new hot list for you next week, so get ready. You'll never guess where we're going. Listen, make it a great weekend, okay, for you and your family.
Thank you. Take care.
You got it. All right. Folks, keep it right here, because we are continuing with amazing women from the hair industry, the one and only Shakura Rodriguez Bay. I got to get that on out correctly here. Will be joining us momentarily. So we're doing a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. So stay with us.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Clint Beast on the board.
You niggas be tripping.
What up, bro? You rocking with State Watch shit. I'm inviting everybody to take a look and listen to see what I got going on. Catch me streaming on all music platforms under Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses. You can also find me on social media, Statewide Chip on Facebook, Statewide Chip Official on Instagram, and Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses on YouTube.
You Go Girl. You Go Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, You Go Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, You Go Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You Go Girl.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live, and yes, you are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I am Carrie Hines, and joining me now, again, on this Friday morning, again, let me say it again, we're live. It's December 10th of 2021, about 8:02 in the morning here as we broadcast from Brooklyn, New York. And I think I have a fellow Brooklynite joining us on the line. One of my favorite folks out there, of course, Ms. Shakura Rodriguez Bay. And I just found out what the R stands for just not all that long ago. So, Shakura, good morning to you, and welcome back to the broadcast. Good morning.
Yes.
How are you today
in New York City? I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Yes. I am doing fabulous.
Yes, and I was just saying it took me some years to get the R down and into Rodriguez, and so I love it. Shakura Rodriguez Bay, good morning to you, and again, welcome back to the show.
Thank
I remember you were on. You dropped by not all that long ago, and I loved you being with us, but we wanted you back because I said, I want to spend some time with Shakura all by myself here on the show. Well, you know what? You know, we love everybody. And the wonderful young lady who was just with us, she is doing an awesome job. I don't know if you caught any of what she had to say, but Jossie from All Natural has been, she's been kind of helping us out mid-show a couple days of the week on Wednesdays and Fridays. So we're happy and we're going to shout her out. But right now, I've got a new co-host for the hour joining us, an amazing guest co-host, Shakura Rodriguez Bay, out of Brooklyn, right? You're in Brooklyn,
yes.
New York.
I'm in Brooklyn.
Not far.
Yes,
I'm heading over right now. I'm just teasing. I'm all the way down here. You know, folks don't know exactly where I am, so let me just tell you guys out there. Now, don't drop by unannounced. I don't like that. But yeah, I'm going towards Coney Island. So I'm way out here in what's called the Bensonhurst area. So it has quite a reputation. I'm going to just park it there. But, so that's where I'm located.
Brooklyn has some range, you know.
It's huge. People don't realize
Brooklyn
is not at all. It's ginormous.
you know, because a lot of folks, Shakur, they'll call, you know, I talk to folks all over the country. They're like, well, I got a cousin in Brooklyn. Like, I'm, you know,
right.
just right, you know, like they're right next door. So, yeah. Not at all. I mean, you know, I have friends who won't even come over here because I'm so far from where they are, you know, to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, listen,
yeah.
I'm glad
yeah.
that you have dropped by on the Hair Radio Morning Show to visit us this, you know,
it's
today.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank
I
you.
Love
so
the
now
radio
let me.
Show.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're always terrific. And I want to lead off with this. If folks want to see you, you are with me on YouTube. Many folks don't realize that I do have
yeah.
a YouTube account for the Hair Radio Morning Show. And
yeah.
you can look under my name as Carrie Hines. You'll see we have a wonderful interview that Shakur Rodriguez-Bey and myself did several years
yes,
back. We were literally,
we're in
the studio. I think we have like two big videos out there, right?
We do, yes. They were really, really informative.
They
very
are.
Very informative.
And you really... You break it down on the interview. I remember the one we did at the table, which I love
yes.
this. And you go tell everybody how you started off in the you know, because let me just bring it up to speak for you. Shakur is just amazing. Of course, she's big in natural hair and has a huge reputation here. Particularly, I've been aware of you for God knows how long, and many folks out there the
yes.
same thing. But just remind everybody, because how did you get, now I know the issues, but how did you get your start again for the benefit of everybody else?
Well, you know, I like to call myself a multi-dimensional artist.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that
An
means
MDA.
Is yes, I'm multi-dimensional. I'm a natural
yes.
hair artist. I have my own hair salon. I'm a doll and soft sculpture artist. Right now, what's big with me is I've been making some fabulous masks. So I have a page on Facebook and Instagram called Masquerade of Masks and Fabulous Face Coverings. I make my own hair products, hair and pomade for hair and skin.
Now you see why we had to invite you back here for your own
yes,
time.
Yes,
Yeah, I had to bring it back because I didn't feel like I was able to do it justice. I know who you are, and
yes.
I know that I wanted our fans again to get that appreciation. So
right,
we had to get you back here. Yeah.
Right. So
thank
a lot
you.
Of a lot of my creativity is based in the premise of art as therapy and art as healing, craft therapy. So there are a lot of people who are hurting right now, depressed and a little confused, and they don't know what to do with that energy. Well, you can heal yourself through art. Whatever your artistic medium is, you can heal yourself through that. That's what I have been promoting, and that's what I've been living by as well. Help me.
Well, I'm
help
so grateful.
So many
Thank
other
you.
People to understand that, yes, that you can heal, you know, through art. You absolutely can.
Wow.
You know, they say
well,
that music soothes the savage
yes.
beast. Well, it's just not, music is not the only medium that can soothe you. There's every artistic medium that you can actually heal from.
Is that what art was created for? Because I'm beginning to understand or think that maybe, just maybe, this is why that art was created to a big degree.
Yeah, art is innate. You know, it is. You know, it is a practice that you know people gravitate towards. And even I didn't even realize that I was healing through it, but I was drawn to it. You know, it was like a calling, and I would answer the call. You know, and in my most tumultuous, you know, times in my life, I would be drawn to art, you know, and it brought me, you know, solace, and it brought me peace, and it brought me joy. And so I think that if a lot of people were to tap into, you know, how they're feeling when they are singing, writing, painting, dancing, like I said,
whatever that medium, that artistic medium is, tap into how you're feeling, how freeing it is, you know, and it's healing. It absolutely is. So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I just love that. I was
it's
just
powerful. It's very
dancing,
powerful.
Yes. I'm loving that. And you know what? You really hit it on the head. As you said, particularly during the pandemic, thing with so much, we're dealing
we're
with
mourning,
so much that we've,
right?
Yeah,
we're you know, some people have contracted, you know, infected by this, you know, and it's not always like a worst case scenario, but they have to heal through it, you know, and so. You know, it can make you feel bad about yourself, you know? And so we need natural remedies and, you know, that's medicinal. That's not just, you know, medicine, you know, but natural healing to kind of get us through these rough times. And so it's imperative that we look within ourselves and find out what brings us joy, you know? And through that, we can definitely heal. Absolutely. Oh,
Shakora Rodriguez-Bay, I have to tell you, now you see why we got to have you here more often on this show.
I want
we
as
just
many
appreciate
people
you.
To know, yes, I want so many people to know that there is, you know, a light, there is a way, you know, you know, and look, this is the holidays. We should be feeling good. You know what I mean? And we can feel good, you know? I mean, if you turn on the TV, it's all doom and gloom and it's all vaccines and, you know, viruses and we're inundated with that. We have to counter that with something positive. So,
well, guess
what?
We've done just that, Shakora.
Yes,
that's why
yes.
we have created the
bring
Hair Radio Morning
up.
Show. You really just
up.
Well, you hit it on the head. And I'll tell you what I do, because, you know, I'm just as susceptible to this as you guys out there. We're all fighting this pandemic, and we can't wait for it to end. I'm sick of it. Okay.
What I
try to do each morning, of course I'm preparing for the Hair Radio Morning Show, but that's my artistic endeavor. And so I love what Shakora said, because that is exactly correct. And so I have that as an outlet to express my creativity. And I think when you can find that, I think it'll help along with that finding joy, so to speak. And so I'm just grateful. But when you get up in the morning, take a moment. Turn on. I tell everybody this. I have two or three TVs sitting around here, and I turn on the doom and gloom. I turn down the sound, and I do. I call it the doom and gloom. I don't call it the news. Mm-hmm. I call it the doom and gloom.
Yes.
So I turn on the doom and gloom, and then I turn. I dial into the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this is what you guys out there should do. It just program our 516-453-9458 number into your telephone. So when you wake up, you hit one button and it calls up the show directly. And any time that we're broadcasting, now if you dial that number at 7 o'clock at night, it's not likely you'll get us because I'm home walking Peppy the dog. But if you dial at 7 o'clock in the morning, we're broadcasting live, so you'll get a chance to tune in. If you dial at 6 o'clock in the morning weekdays, you'll get us here. We're on live, and we're preparing a 3-hour show. And I was just the wonderful young lady, again, Jocelyn was on mid-show today. I was telling her, you know, we get up early, and we do this several days of the week. And I just listened back to an entire 3-hour edition. I think I listened to Wednesday's show that we did here. And because from time to time, I listen back every day to different parts of the show. But the other day, I listened to the entire 3 hours because I do the show each day, but I wanted it to make sure that the message is still the same, that we're getting, you know, the whole show is connected and it's making sense. Because I don't want to cut the show down, and we don't want to cheat anybody. We want you to have a full experience, and that's what
you know, just to your point about, you know, being creative and finding that joy in the morning and not listening to just gloom and doom, turn on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to have a little fun because my personality is just that. I pretty much say what I'm thinking. And we're, and we're going to talk about better ways to kind of, you know, be neighborly. And we can be neighborly on the Hair Radio Morning Show without, you know, we're not in, folks think we're in the same room. And yes, in yours and my case, we're both here in Brooklyn. Different parts, but we're in Brooklyn. But generally, I'm talking to folks who are literally all over the country, from out in California, usually, and Florida and Texas, to all the way over to Ghana. We've had Ebenezer was on our show from Ghana. And so, you know, and have been with us. Of course, even Catherine out in Australia has been with us. And so we have folks who are, well, we're connecting everybody. You know, we have more in common than we think. And that's the thing with, you know, surrounding yourself with people. And I feel that the Hair Radio Morning Show is a part of that and can bring that to you to, you know, give you that support that you, to me, that you kind of need, especially during these
connectivity.
Times. Connectivity. That's the word. That is the word, connectivity. And I'm loving that. So, connectivity. So when you get up, dial that phone. Now, speaking of which, two things on that. Shakura, we have a special coming up. We do have a special coming up, which I'm super, super excited about. New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, we're doing a nighttime show. So this is not our normal early morning show. We are literally going to broadcast. I thought about this. We're going to be on from like 10 o'clock at night. And honestly, I'm looking at pushing us to 1 o'clock in the morning so we could celebrate and count down, not just the New York East Coast New Year's midnight celebration, counting the ball down or whatever you want to call it, but we're going to do the same countdown again in the Central Time Zone. So that's the news of the day. And so we only do this once a year where we have this big, big, big countdown show, and we're going to play music. It's not the same, and it's
that's
definitely
exciting.
Not the doom and gloom. You're not going to hear about the vaccines and the this and the that and the fighting and the this and the that. We don't want to touch those things, but we will talk about some of the great things that we've been doing, some of the wonderful motivation and what you are doing to help folks out there to just make their lives a little bit better. And so so I'm excited. Now,
that's exciting.
So is that not, I'm invited, that was an invitation. That was an invitation, Shakura, so I'm hoping that you do join us.
Yes.
Is that not
home?
Home in your, you could, you know, have your little mittens and gloves on or whatever you want to call it. What do they call that? In a blanket? You know, all wrapped up and listening to the show. Now, what I say to folks, have your TVs on. I always have my TVs running so I can see any breaking news, but I turn it down because I don't to be influenced by the doom and gloom. And to be quite honest with you, I rarely look up at the TVs. I look specifically to see if there's news, and I turn back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And that's what we're hoping that you do at midnight. You know, ever since Dick Clark left the earth, I said, you know, Carrie Hines, you're going to have to fill that void. And so we designed it. And that's what we have. And I love the name of this that we have created for the New Year's. You got to hear this, Shakura. and you guys, we're going to talk more with Shakura and Hair. So just hang on in there with us this morning. But yes, Shakur, this is what we came up with for the wonderful New Year's Eve celebration, which I'm super, super excited about. It's called, you know how they have the Dick Clark Rockin' Eve? You got to be of a certain age. Okay. And I was a teeny little boy when this was out, so don't think I'm all that old just yet. But, yeah, it's called New Year's. It's Carrie Hines' New Year's Radio Party Eve. Is that not a title?
Oh,
New
yes,
Year's Radio
yes.
Party
oh,
Eve.
My God. Listen, I'm
Countdown.
Excited.
Countdown. Yes,
that.
So
yes.
I'm super, super hyped. So, again,
party.
It's our nighttime show. You got to tune in. We're going to play some classic songs. I'm digging up the party songs. I'm pulling out the party songs that we really don't
okay.
get a chance to play here very much.
Right.
Now, if you're from the Northeast, if you're from New York, you're from New Jersey, there used to be something called club music. So we're digging
yes.
this out. For the rest of you in the country, you may not have a clue in the world what I'm talking about. You may not know
well, you
anything
know.
About club music, but we're going to introduce
you.
Yes.
Yes.
What are you thinking about, Shakura?
I think that's fabulous. Listen, the best music is the music of yesterday. And club music, that's a party right there. That is a party.
that's a true party.
Mm. Mm.
Those songs used to stay, I mean, you could play one song and it would go on for like 13, 14 minutes.
Yes, that's right.
You know.
And you couldn't stop moving either.
You could not stop moving. I love it. Melba Moore is often with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I just love, like, I play her old classic songs. And they just, one, like, even one of her new songs I have out here that's called, what is Melba's song? Just Doing Me. And I love it. And it was released during the pandemic.
Mm.
And she just, the song is like 14 minutes. And sometimes I play the whole
really?
Song right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Sure, the fans will tell you.
But
and it's just, I love that. I love upbeat. And that's the other reason, Shakura, I wanted you to be here on a Friday at 8, to send us off, you know, to be that bookend on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, wow.
We
Thank
usually,
you so much.
Yeah, because we start the show, even though I say Monday, we usually run a repeat. Tuesday morning,
right.
I'm here at 6:01 in the morning, live, talking to everybody.
Right.
So from Tuesday morning at 6 until Friday morning at 9. So we're from one end of the broadcast to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And so I needed that person who has a full life. And who has done many things, many, many things.
Awesome.
Hair salon owner.
I'm honored.
Doll artist. Now she has a mask line and masks out there to help.
Oh, my gosh. These
as well as hair products.
Yes, the masks.
I've been paying attention,
amazing.
Have I not, Shakura?
Yes, you have. What do you think of the mask?
Well, I want to hear more about this because, you know, I think it's a fantastic idea. And I'm like, Holda, how did you figure out how to execute this? You know, what came
well,
to
I
mind?
Well, I connected to the mask. What I did was I really did connect to the importance of the protection of the mask, right?
Mm.
And so I saw masks, and my daughter, every day she came to the salon, it was like she had a new fabulous scent. It was like, well, why you didn't pick me up one? And I said, well, let me start. let me up my game. Let me go out and buy some masks. And I was seeing the same mask up and down, you know, the avenue.
Right,
so
right,
I
right.
said, you know
and
what?
On the ground.
Yes, yes. I said, I'm going to make me a mask. And what I did was I got inspired through YouTube and Pinterest, and I saw some really beautiful, different, you know, artistry on masks. So, you know, I put my hand to it, and I was able to craft some really beautiful masks that have beads and color, metallics, and oh, my gosh, just exploded. And the response I got from people, where did you get that mask? I would put, someone would buy a mask and five people would come back. Like,
wow.
I saw your mask on someone. And I mean, it just took off. So I did a pop-up in the salon last Saturday. It was an impromptu, you know, short notice. And so many people came through. They were buying masks as gifts for other people, being that this is the gifting season, birthday presents, for themselves. One lady said, "I'm sorry, I'm a little insane," and she just kept shopping and kept buying. And you know, before
wow.
she knew it, she had $300. I was like, "What?" She says, "I'm a little crazy." Yes, I am. So just yeah, she you know she
I'm
was racking them up, and so yeah, and so
wow.
You know, I have four sewing machines. I have four sewing machines. I have to stay out of the craft store because my inventory has just like exploded. So I have a lot to
imagine.
Pull from.
Yes, because
so
you're very
now,
creative.
I am, and right now I've created a cap. It's like a little kufi that you wear, but I put a beaded trim on it. It reminds me like of the 1920s, like a Josephine Baker.
Oh,
so
wow. Who is getting
amazing.
So much respect from the French government these
right?
days.
Yes,
so we're just going to shout that at how timely of you to be ahead of just everything. So this is awesome. Now,
yes.
How do we see some of this, Shakura? Where can we see some of these amazing, gifts
so
and things,
you,
creation?
Yes, yes. I put a lot of my stuff on Facebook and Instagram, more so Facebook. So, I mean,
uh-huh.
I'm Shakura R. Bay on Facebook, Raid of Mask and Fabulous Face Coverings on Facebook. And, you know, I put up everything there. And, you know, you can see what I have. You can connect with me in that way. Absolutely. And
Shakur,
then my,
spell your name for us, so for those folks out there.
Yes. So it's Shakura. Shakura. R-Bey. The R stands for Rodriguez. So in my postings, I will put my whole name. But if you're looking for me on Facebook, you'll look for Shakura R. Bay. And I like
it
to,
gets no
you know, because
a lot
of times people will, you know, I'm bad with names myself. I have to write it down or I have to have a name affiliation. So when people
yeah.
say, oh, what's your name? I'll say Shakura, like Tupac Shakur. I'll say like Tupac, but it's
okay.
Shakura. Yeah. Not
wow.
spelled the same, but it's Shakura. Shakura.
Wow. Well, listen,
yes.
Shakura is our guest today, and we are so excited to welcome her. For you guys who are just tuning in, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. We are live, in case you hadn't figured that out already. It's December 10th of 2021. It's our show number 642. Show number 642. So in eight shows. Yes, and a little over, yeah, about eight shows, we'll be at show number 650. 650 of these three-hour
wow.
morning shows.
Wow. That is
which makes,
an accomplishment.
Yes. Is
That's
that not an accomplishment? That's
yes,
monumental. And so this is why I want to remind folks, you guys have to understand you're part of something that you may not realize. This is huge. The Hair Radio Morning Show itself is an institution in the hair industry at this point. The Hair Radio Show was created 25 years. We were the very first to do a regular broadcast on hair and beauty on radio, period. We were the first to
right.
syndicate a show on hair and beauty on radio.
Hmm.
We're the longest running hair radio broadcast.
Wow.
And we have the most
wow.
curated content of audio content on hair and beauty of anybody worldwide.
Yes. Wow.
And with
that's
almost just on this show, pretty much about 2,000 hours of material. So that puts us at number one. Number one, period,
yes.
bar none.
Okay. Wow.
So we're so proud and honored. So up to 650 shows. So I got to just get that on out there this morning.
I'm honored to be a part of that. Thank you so much
oh.
for inviting me.
Well,
you know,
listen, you're just doing it with us, and we appreciate it, Shakura. And I just have to remind folks again, Shakura's with me out on video. You got to see this. Because I love when you went into the story, when you and I know it like in my head, probably in my sleep. Shakura talks about,
yeah.
You know, starting when you were like 9 years old and or like, you know, doing little hair and
yeah,
stuff for the neighborhood.
I took my first client in at 11 years old.
Oh,
Unbelievable.
Yes. I became an entrepreneur at 11.
See, this is why it has grown up in you. And I love that because you're natural and you're good at it. You're good at it, Shakura.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
You're very
thank
good
you
at
so
it.
Much.
No, that's the truth. So, I'm loving it.
Yeah. The first client came looking for me. It was a parent, and she had her child. She had been paying attention to me. So I was doing a little cousin's hair with beads and cornrows, and, you know, we'd go out and play. I didn't realize that the parents were paying attention, and she showed up at my grandmother's door with her daughter. She had cash in her hand. I was 11, and she wanted me to do it. She was willing to pay. And that sparked something in me, because after that, I started knocking on doors on weekends, you know, pitching.
Wow.
Like, hi, Mrs. Jones, I know you want to do little Tiffany's hair for school on Monday. You know, if you like, I can do her hair, $5. I got some yes, and I got some no. So then I had to learn, okay, you're not going to always get yes, you know, but you'll get a lot of no's and you'll get some yes. And when you get some yes, when you get that opportunity, knock it out the park, you know?
Oh, you just
and,
remind
I mean,
you.
That stayed with
wow.
me. It stayed
that
with
stayed
me
with
from
you.
11.
Wow.
So when I see an 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, you know, they have the ability for greatness, for greatness. They have the capability to become, you know, self-sufficient. Self, you know, they can learn a skill. They can become entrepreneurial. You know, we need to instill that in them at that young age, you know, that they need to, you know.
Shakura,
yeah,
we're going to have to get you on this show more often. We really are. I'm going to, after we wrap today, I'm calling Shakura up, and we're going to see how we can get her to be with us, because I love everything that you have to say, and you're just so inspirational.
I really want to start a class. Yes, I really want to start a workshop with children that age. Absolutely.
Exactly. That's what we were talking about. You really are fitting into the theme of the entire day. That's what we were talking about. If you start young, start with the young generation, because I think it can help. You know, like hair is so precious. And I think the earlier that you can instill, you know, how to, you can really teach wherever, you know, you want your child to go, I think, at that age. But I think even more important, you can recognize where their natural passion lies, I think. And I think
let me tell you something.
Yes.
Let me tell you something else. Hair is spiritual, right?
Mm.
Hair is come.
I'm writing that one down. Hair is spiritual.
Hair is spiritual. It's where God lives in our heads, right? Mm. And so when someone touches your head, you know, it's a spiritual connection. It has to be the right person and the right energy. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So
I won't even let certain people touch my head. So I know you're right about that.
Yeah, when people
I don't,
complain.
If I don't like you, that energy is not
in
coming
head.
Into my head.
Oh, no. Right. That's right. And so it's so important for me. Whenever, I mean, I get clients, I'm completely booked, right? And when they come in, listen, I have so much respect for that person and for their head and for their hair. I communicate with them. You know, I touch them in a certain way of respect, and I give my absolute best. I don't care if I'm just putting a towel around your neck. I'm doing it in the most so that you know that how important you are. You know, it's a spiritual, service. It absolutely is, and it's one worthy of the highest of respect. So, you know, natural hair, it's crafty, you know, it's fun, it's beautiful, but, you know, it's a lot more than that, you know. It really is.
Yes, yes. Well, I tell you something, I am just blown away with this conversation, and I'm so excited, and I've got to tell you, you know, today our guest is Shakura Rodriguez-Bay, in case you just figured it out. But listen, I have to say also, Shakura, we've created something called a tagline for the Hair Radio Morning Show, which I absolutely love. And it's, and I'm kind of, we just kind of
put it out there like a day or so ago, so I don't know how everybody's, what you guys are feeling about it, but I hope that you really like it. Well, let me just put it all out there. It goes like this. Wake up and be awesome. That's our tagline.
That's it.
Wake up and be awesome.
That's right.
Because,
open your eyes.
Yeah, it's, thank you. It's short and to the point.
Mm-hmm. And we need to hear that. We absolutely need to hear that. Because some wake up and they don't feel so great. They don't feel so awesome. You are awesome. And we need to own
you
that.
You are. And let me tell you something. And Shagora, if you wake up and you're not feeling so great, turn on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely.
And that's the idea. Yeah. It's a community.
It's a community
Absolutely. Thing. And that's why, yes, I get up. And I really meant it. I truly don't pay attention to the doom and gloom. Not early in the morning. I don't want my whole day being shaped like that.
We need to know what's going on. We need to know what's going on, but we don't need to be inundated with that information.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you how I figure it out. Like I said, I keep the sound down on my sets so I can see the news. I can read what I want to know. And then I share with our listeners. So for us, I kind of feel like the Hair Radio Morning Show is a community filter, if you will. We're like one of those filters on your your apps and all that kind of stuff where we kind of, we can see what's going on and then we can kind of decipher it for you, or we can give it our little, you know, cultural spin, so to speak. So everybody, we can entertain different viewpoints. You know, there's some big things happening out there, and we want to get everybody's viewpoint. It doesn't have to be Shakur's viewpoint. It doesn't have to be Carrie's viewpoint. It can be your viewpoint. We invite you to speak anytime. You can press one on your line, and we'll get you on the show. And by the way, I think I see some folks standing by. Some of our old, some folks, now Shakura, I don't know if you know this, but we do a program on Tuesdays at about 8:30 Eastern Time called Vet Talk Radio Show. So I just want to shout them out. They don't know I can see them out there just paying attention to us this morning on the show. I don't often get a chance to look and see who's tuned in. But we're so excited to have you guys out there to be supporting our efforts on this Friday. But the show is great. And there are so many folks. What I'm trying to get them to also do is to acknowledge and to bring together the folks who are having hair concerns in the military. And that's been a big, big thing for years. There's always, it's gotten better, but it still needs to be addressed on many different levels. And I think we're going to get them to pay attention to that very soon. So we'll keep you guys informed of all of that. So I'm real happy. Now, Shakura, what I didn't ask you to mention is the name of the salons and all of that wonderful good stuff. So please bring everybody up to speed on all of that.
Sure. I am the owner and founder of Sophisticated Lock Salon. And we're located in Bedford-Stuyvesant in Brooklyn, 328 Lewis Avenue, between Hancock and Jefferson. And, we cater to natural hair care. We're lock specialists. We're natural hair specialists. So we're not just doing locks, but we are cultivating natural hair. And we do restorative services for people who are having, you know, hair issues, breakage, hair loss, alopecia. We're offering hydration and steam treatments and those type of services. We consult with you about your hair. A lot of times people have a lot of issues and they on the phone, we need to get you in the salon, in the chair, so we can look at your hair and we can, you know, properly diagnose what the issues, you know, may be and how we can, moving forward, how we could correct the situation. You know, sometimes people need a trim. You know, sometimes people, you know, it's the products that they may be using that, you know, may be counterproductive to, you know, their hair growth, that type of thing. So, you know, we're consultants for natural hair. We're masters at what we do in terms of, our technique and our skills. So I work with my daughter, Faja.
Yes, and we're shouting her out as always.
Yes, Faja Wali at Sophisticated Lock Salon. Yep, and we're a salon. We're a crafty salon. So you will see art dolls there. You'll see masquerade of masks all over, you know, especially now with the holidays. We have a lot of those things in the salon, our oils and pomades, our sugar scrubs and that type of thing. So, yeah, it's a great brick and mortar business that we have, a mother and daughter team. And
you've just been killing it. You have been killing it for years.
We've been there since 2011.
Yes, and I've been by there before. I remember.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So,
well, I'm loving it. And I kind of need to be by there again. We'll talk after today's show.
Okay.
Shagura,
we're going to
talk after today's broadcast. But I've got to tell you, yes, I'm so happy always to have you here. The one thing we did not go in great depth about just on today's broadcast, but we are, but we're going to do that after we take a music break. I want to get I want you to tell everybody what I love is that the second video that's out there with you and me, we're out there on YouTube where you can watch us on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
You may have seen it because you talk about your soft sculptures. And
yeah.
I love that. So, but you welcomed the term dolls in to the conversation.
I did.
So, yes, but hold on. Don't say a word. We're going to have everybody to stay tuned. We're going to just get up and get you some coffee this morning.
Yeah.
As we kind of, start to go into our last little quarter of the program, but I really wanted you to tell everybody about your soft sculpture collection and how it all came about. So first we're going to get, we talked a little bit about Miss Melba Moore's song, and I'm feeling Miss Melba this morning. I think she's over in Europe right now. This is her song, Just Doing Me. We're going to get on for a couple minutes, and then we're going to have Shakura to, you know, bring us on home with some of this wonderful things that she's out there doing, particularly with the soft sculptures. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side. Grab your coffee, get up, go to the restroom, whatever. Just get back here for more of the show. All right, Shakura. We'll be right back.
road, but I never lost my voice, I never lost my health, I never lost my praise, and I am still doing me.
Right, we're back live. You're listening to the all new. Yes, I gave you the full Just Doing Me song. That is the amazing, amazing Miss Melba Moore, who I have to say, Shakur, you guys know Shakur Rodriguez Bay, Shakur R. Bay. She's my guest today, guest co-host in this hour. Shakur, you remember Melba. Now, that's going back some time, but do you remember the amazing Melba Moore? Is that her? Yeah, her music is still. Yes, and it just still rings home. Yes, I love it. I love it, and I'm going to have to get her back on the show soon. I've always got to get these. We like to stay in touch with the folks who support us out here, and so we get a lot of the classic music stars, to be on the broadcast. But yeah, I'm excited. We've got some great things. We've been talking about some great things. We've had everybody on from Dionne Warwick, who is now the queen of Twitter. She was right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've had everybody from singer Tony Terry, Allison Williams, Lenny Williams, CeCe Peniston. We've had just so many folks. who've been and in the world of music and everything else to be on our show, and not just music, but Broadway as well. We've had tons of celebrity folks to join us live on the show and be part of what we're doing and just help us with our messages out there. So this has been something that's been fantastic. And like I said, Shakur, we got to get you on more often. You have a great deal of experience. You have a great deal of knowledge. You have a great deal of passion for what you're doing.
Yes.
And you care so deeply for the people. And I just love that. I think it's remarkable. Now, you may not see all of that because it's you.
Right.
But we see it out here.
Right.
So what
do you say to that?
I
try to bring my best. I always encourage anyone. If you're going to do something, you know, you're going to do something, do it at the highest frequency that you can. Thinking about the next person. A lot of times we become, you know, a little selfish and we're thinking about the dollar. The dollar is not, you know, it's the experience, it's the relationship, that time that you're giving to the person who's sitting in your chair. That's their time. They're paying for it. And so it should be, you know, of the utmost pleasant experience for that person. So I always keep that in mind, and that's what I, you know, that's what I would teach. That's what I would tell someone who is interested in, you know, providing a service. Just think about the person that you're providing it for and how they're going to receive it. You know what I mean? Just be your best. That's my motto.
There's only one Shakur Rodriguez Day, and we just adore you. So
thank you.
Great stuff.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, it's well deserved. Now, listen, before the music break, before we threw on Miss Melba Moore's Just Doing Me song, I promised that we were going to talk about your self-sculptures. So first of all, just remind everybody about how creative, because the first moment that I ever met Shakur, and I remember this moment, she may not recall, it was many years ago, but I recall it. And we talked about your self-sculptures at that time. So tell everybody why they're so special. And again, we have a big video out there on YouTube that you can see us talking about her self-sculptures. But yes, just remind everybody, Shakur.
Yeah, I have been drawn to creating my own dolls ever since I can remember. I remember receiving a lot of dolls as a child. And so for me, I was studying the anatomy of the doll, and I was fascinated by them, and I always wanted to create my own. And so, you know, I played with dolls far longer than I should have as a teenager. And so, and so I tried to find a pattern in libraries before there was the internet. I couldn't find anything. And so I just had to create my own, and I started making the soft sculptures in 1994. I literally was a crochet artist, so I crocheted the head. I figured I would just crochet the limbs, the head, the arms, and I would just stuff it. But it was much more than that when I started. It became something that the very first time. It was an amazing epiphany that happened. And the creation, it was like, stayed a doll, I stuffed it with a sock, and I haven't stopped creating dolls. Right now, the sculptures that I'm making are so exemplary. I'm doing so many types of dolls. I'm even doing male dolls, let me just tell you. Full anatomy, okay? And it's fully clothed, but yes, the sculptures now, I've started making busts on glass Douce bottles. You wouldn't know that it's a glass cognac Douce bottle. But because it's covered, it's part of the curvaceousness of the sculpture, and it actually helps it to become free standing.
But you know what, Shakur, I have to say, I'm sorry. I was just thinking, let me tell you guys, and I know we're getting low on time, but I have to say this. I just crack up because I remember on that video, there was a beautiful doll that you had created. But this doll had, you described it and you said you could have her hidden, like right in plain sight because she could be hanging on your wall, but inside she could be hiding like your jewels and things. And boy, oh
yes.
Boy, when you I don't think I've ever forgotten that moment.
It was a bag call, and so her body was a bag.
Her body was, whoa. What am I going to say about Shakur?
I don't know, but you know what, Kev Hines, you are amazing to have for people like myself.
Thank you.
And others, you know, to express themselves. You have created this platform, and so it's touching so many people's lives.
Well,
so,
I've got some feedback already on you being on the show. Folks have been who are tuned in. Yes, and our folks from the Vet Talk, they were listening to you on the show, and they were saying how great the show is. So, yeah, great job. So we're shouting out everybody. So, folks, listen, we'll see you back here actually on Tuesday. Tuesday morning is our next live broadcast from 6 till 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We're with you all next week before the holiday. We'll be here. So join us right here for our brand new Hair Radio Morning Shows. Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesday at 8:30. Don't forget that. Eastern Time we're talking about. We got some great surprise guests. Bob's from California, he joins us. We're talking about Sam Inan is back, and we're going to have some other surprises. Let's see if we can get Shakur back as well. We'll talk to you very soon. So listen, I'm going to get our outro started. Shakur, I'm going to have you remain on the line. And you guys out there, we'll see you back here next week for brand new editions of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Here's our outro. Right, Shakur? All right. Thanks again, and here's our outro, everybody.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys.